Here, open a three on the way. Good for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with 5 points. That's her 10th three-pointer of the season. 42-28, Northwest building the lead. Over to the left side, it goes to Linek. On to the right, from the wing for Alfrey. Out to the top of the key. The pass from Hiddle is tipped and taken away. Scott, one-on-one with Hiddle, has the ball knocked out of her hands. It is off of Megan Hiddle, and Northwest will inbound once again on the baseline. Jordan Martin takes the place of Emily Alfrey in the Lindenwood lineup. And the inbound coming from Ashley Thayer. Thayer trying to go into Matthews, who draws the foul. Julie Linek will be called for her second. She's got both fouls that have been called in this second half. And another inbound coming for Northwest. Katie Brown back in the Lindenwood lineup. Thayer out of bounds on the baseline, set to inbound. Fakes a lob into Marnin. Wanted to go to her down on the opposite block. Not there. Over to Scott. 10-footer. Rattles out. The rebound tipped by Thayer, who is fouled from behind. I believe this is going to go on Sarah Schneiders, and that will be the third on her. 13 foul against Lindenwood, and a timeout for the Lions. 12:59 to play. 42-28. Northwest Missouri State's lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
42-28, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Lindenwood in the MIAA opener tonight. 12:59 to play. Ashley Thayer inbounding it on the baseline left for Northwest. Inbound over to the left side for Merritt E. Scott. She's got it on the wing. Brings it out top of the key for Thayer, and she'll set the half-court offense for Northwest. Brings it over to Scott on the left wing. Scott with one dribble to the high post for Matthews. She'll bring it out to the right wing with the dribble. Skips it across to Thayer. Left side of the key. Now into Schechinger trying to cut through. The ball knocked away from behind. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lindenwood basketball. And the officials are going to come together here. We may see this change. Ball was knocked away from behind by Caroline Borlow.
Now I think Coach Kellogg feels there might be a possibility of a foul on Borlow as well.
And they are going to give the ball to Northwest. So both teams will come back down the floor. And they're going to leave the shot clock at 11. 12:40 to play. Schechinger will inbound it. Standing right next to her head coach. And to Thayer. Thayer with it between the circles. To the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Now down to the baseline. Will go into the paint. That tries to go up with the shot. Draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for Northwest. This time, Caroline Borlow called for her second. Four team fouls, and Thayer at the free throw line, where she is one of two tonight. 42-28, Northwest lead right now. First free throw for Thayer rattles down.
One of the ways Northwest has been able to open this game is with the physical play of Lindenwood. Northwest getting to the free throw line quite a bit, and they're taking advantage of those free throws.
Alexis Bay will come in place of Maggie Marnin for Northwest.
Northwest right now 13 of 15 at the line.
12:31 to play. Second free throw for Ashley Thayer. In and out, won't go. The rebound for Borlow, and she had it knocked away by Schechinger, but Schechinger will be called for a reach-in foul. That'll be the second on her. First team foul against Northwest in this second half, and Monique Stevens will check into the lineup, taking the place of Thayer. 12:29 to go, 43-28, Northwest Missouri State up. Inbound to Rocha in the backcourt. She'll work it to Borlow. Now to the midcourt strike for Schneiders. She brings it over to the left side, loses a handle on the dribble. Stevens picks it up. Three-on-two opportunity for Northwest. Stevens to the left side, Schechinger, step back, take a three, got it! Timber Schechinger with her second three. Both of them coming in this second half, 8 points for her, and it's a 46-28 lead for Northwest. Now Berlow kicks it into the right corner, a three on the way from Martin. That's no good. Rebound for Matthews on the backside, but throws it right to Martin, who will hit the layup. 4 points now for Jordan Martin, 46-30, Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Stevens across midcourt with it. Works between the circles over to the right side. On the wing for Scott. Scott to the free throw line. Over to the left baseline. Stevens on the drive. Triple team. Loses her balance. Throws the ball. Alexis Bay tries to catch up to it. Can't. So it will belong to Lindenwood. Julie Linick checks back into the lineup. Both teams with 17 turnovers in this ball game. 46-30 the lead for Northwest. On the left side, a runner put up by Roaches. Too strong. Rebound inside for Timber Schekinger for Northwest. It's her ninth rebound of the game. Left side Stevens. Long bounce pass into Bay. Hook shot off the glass. Good for Alexis Bay. That's four for Bay. 48-30 Northwest. And a long pass ahead for Julie Linack is overthrown. It goes into the Lindenwood bench right to their head coach Tony Francis. And Northwest will get the basketball right back as Ashley Nelson comes into the ball game and takes the place of Annie Matthews. Schekinger will inbound for the Cats. Gets it in for Stevens, running up the left side of the floor. Now brings it to the middle at the top of the key. The ball knocked away from behind. It is off of Tori Kuhn and out of bounds. It was Julie Linack who got a hand on it initially. So an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline right. 11:08 to go. An 18-point Bearcat lead. Stevens inbound to Nelson on the right baseline. Gets it out to Schekinger on the wing. Top of the key, Bay. Left side, Stevens. A three on the way. Short. The air ball out of bounds underneath and will belong to Lindenwood. 10:59 to play. The Northwest women up 48-30. They led by two at the half. Down the backcourt, Barlow gets it across the timeline to Linack. Into the right corner it goes for Martin to the free throw line. Rocha into the paint, spins up with the shot off the front of the rim. Rebound for Kuhn. Kuhn into the paint with the shot. In and out won't go. Schekinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Stevens. Pass ahead for Nelson. Drive on the left side. Tries to draw the contact and take the shot. Does. Misses the shot, but will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Foul on Julie Linack will be her third.
First half, we talked about anticipating a close game right to the finish, Matt, and I'm not sure we anticipated quite the start that we're seeing out of Northwest here in the second half, but it's been a nice start, and Northwest just continuing to put the pressure on Lindenwood.
Nelson at the free throw line hits the first of two attempts for her first point of the night. Came in averaging 12 points a game. Katie Brown back into the ball game along with Emily Alfrey for Lindenwood. Maggie Marnin checks back in for Northwest. Second free throw coming up for Ashley Nelson. And that one is good. So she hits both. Her first 2 points of the game. And Lindenwood with the basketball. Northwest up by 20. 10.5 minutes to play. In the backcourt with it is Brown. Brown not wanting to dribble with it, despite nobody there defensively. Now we'll hand it to Rocha. Rocha's pass is tipped and taken away. Merity Scott with the steal. Up the right side. Crosses over into the lane. The runner off the glass. Good for Merity Scott. That's eight for Scott. Another timeout for Lindenwood. 52-30. Northwest Missouri State's lead. 10:13 to go. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
52-30, the Northwest Missouri State women have held Lindenwood to just 6 points through almost the first 10 minutes of this second half, while they have gone on to double what they scored in the entire first half. Into the right corner it goes for Alfrey. Double team, throws it into Kuhn. Kuhn goes up with the shot, no good. But a foul will send Tori Kuhn to the free throw line to shoot two for Lindenwood. Foul on Alexis Bay will be her second.
Another key for the game, and Northwest really making Lindenwood work for their three-point opportunities. Lindenwood coming into the game as the top percentage shooting team from three-point range in the MIAA. They're just 3 of 11 this evening.
First free throw by Kuhn is good. 5 points in the ball game for Tori Kuhn. And a second free throw coming her way as well. Averages 14 a game. Second free throw also good. 52-32, Northwest Missouri State women's lead. Bearcats with the basketball. Stevens in the backcourt working against Schneiders. Dribbles across the timeline. Now between the circles with it. Expires the dribble. Gets rid of it to Bay. Now right back to Stevens. Stevens at the top of the key. On to the left side for Nelson. Up top for Marnin. Over to the left corner, Stevens. Fakes a pass inside. Goes on the drive. Now a bounce pass around to Marnin. Six-footer on the way off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out. Linek will chase it down for Lindenwood. Give it up for Ocha. Rocha over to the left side, on the wing for Schneiders, inside to Kuhn. Skip across to the right baseline. Linak with a 10-footer, and it's good for Julie Linak. 8 points in the ball game for her. Those are first points inside the arc tonight. 52-34, Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Pass ahead to Alexis Bay, Northwest with numbers. Bay over to Marnin, right side, shot off the glass, good for Maggie Marnin. First two for Marnin tonight, back to a 20-point Northwest lead. 9 minutes to play. Over to the left side. Kuhn with it near the sideline. One dribble to Schneiders in the corner. Schneiders with a couple of dribbles. We'll work it out between the circles to Alfrey. Over to the right side. Get it for Linek. Back up top, Rocha. She goes on the drive. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound for Maggie Marnin, who gives it up to Stevens. She'll push it ahead to Nelson on the left side. On the drive. Bounce pass across to Scott. Scott in the lane. Reverse layup. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound for Tori Kuhn. Now to Rocha. Nearly lost the dribble. Picks it up on the right side. To Kuhn, a 15-footer from the free throw line. In and out, won't go. Rebound tip will be picked up by Kuhn. She drives down the left side of the lane and will be called for a double dribble. That'll give it back to Northwest with 8:25 to play. 54-34. Northwest Missouri State's lead over Lindenwood. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women are having another big second half. They lead by 20, 54-34 over Lindenwood, 8:25 to play. Northwest on Saturday got down by 21 points to Rogers State with about 6 minutes left to play in the first half, and then chipped away a little bit at that late in the first half, but made a big run and ended up winning the game with a solid second half down in Claremore, Oklahoma on Saturday. Northwest women face some full court pressure here. Inbound to Stevens in the backcourt. Dribbles around a double team. Now hesitates. Looks down court. Now hesitates again as she works against Schneiders. Big size advantage for Schneiders. Stevens gets by her, tries to throw a pass, called for a travel. And that will give it back to Lindenwood with 8:14 to go.
Still some time left in this game, but really have to like the way Northwest has just kept the pedal down in the second half and continued to try to build on the lead they had at halftime.
On the right sideline is Jordan Martin. Martin tries to go inside to Hiddle as she takes the pass. Ashley Nelson trying to get the steal, basically lands on her back, called for the foul. That'll be the first against Ashley Nelson. Third team foul and an inbound for Lindenwood. Baseline right. Schneider steps out to trigger it in. Gets it in as Martin cuts to the basket, and she's going to be called for the offensive foul, knocking Meredith Scott to the floor. That'll be the first on Jordan Martin. So Northwest will get it back with 8:04 to go, leading by 20. Don't forget the men's matchup between these two teams coming up a little bit later on this evening. Shortly after this one is complete here at Bearcat Arena. Stevens with a pass ahead to Alexis Bay, breaking some full court pressure. Now back to Stevens. She's got it between the circles. To Bay at the top of the key. Over to Stevens on the right wing. Fakes on the three into Marnin. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. It's four for Marnin. 56-34 Northwest Missouri State with their biggest lead of the game. Now out on the left side, between the circles for Schneiders. And a pass inside, tipped away. Ashley Nelson gets the steal. Gets it ahead for Merity Scott. Scott on the right side to Marnin running the lane. And Marnin knocked to the floor. Three defenders there for Lindenwood, but it'll be Sarah Schneiders that picks up her fourth foul for the Lions. This will send Marnin to the free throw line for a 1-1 as we pause. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Marnin hits the free throw, so she'll get a second opportunity. Maggie Marnin now 14 of 17 at the free throw line this season. 5 points in the ball game for the sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa.
I think one of the keys to this game, too, Marnin had to set early in the game due to picking up a couple of early fouls there in the first half. She's been out there a lot more here in the second half, and that's one of the differences for Northwest here in the second half.
And it looks like Marnin has got a little bit of blood on her left leg that they're getting cleaned up, and it's a cut on her, which it looks like it is, getting wrapped up as well. And they'll get her back out to take that second free throw. 7:25 to play, 57-34. The Northwest Missouri State women up by 23. Second free throw for Marnin, nothing but net. 6 points now for Maggie Marnin, 58-34 Northwest. Lindenwood with the basketball. In the backcourt with it is Katie Brown. She works it ahead to Kuhn. Now across the timeline, Martin. Martin down to the corner. Brings it back out between the circles for Hiddle. Hiddle to the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner. Blocked by Marnin. Rebound out of bounds on the baseline. And it is off of Alexis Bay. So Lindenwood will inbound. Sonia Milford back into the ball game for the Lions. Takes the place of Tori Kuhn. 58-34 Northwest. Inbound to the left wing for Hiddle. Hiddle gets it inside to Milford. Tries to go up with the shot. Draws the foul on Maggie Marnin. That'll be the third on Marnin. Fourth team foul against Northwest, and it will send Sonia Milford to the free throw line to shoot two for Lindenwood. She's 0-1 in the ball game, a senior out of New Zealand, and her first free throw is good. And now back into the ball game is Julie Linek. Linek takes the place of Katie Brown.
Coach Francis has really gone around the world to bring in some recruits to his program. New Zealand, Belgium, and Brazil on the roster.
Second free throw good for Milford as well. And Jenny Rocha comes into the lineup. And also traveling not so far as Rocha's out of O'Fallon, Missouri.
That's right.
Northwest Missouri State basketball. They lead by 22. Bay at the free throw line. Down the lane. Ball knocked away. She picks it up. Stevens, top of the key. Drive down the left side of the lane. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound inside for Caroline Borlow. Borlow will get it to Rocha. Now over to the right side for Linek. Linek with it on the wing. Down to the right corner for Martin. Martin guarded by Scott and a foul by Scott. A little bit too tight defensively. That'll be the first on Scott. 15 foul. Lindenwood will inbound on the baseline. Out near the three-point line as Ashley Thayer checks back in for Northwest and takes the place of Monique Stevens. Inbound to the right side for Martin. Tries to get it out top. Barlow threw her hands into the backcourt. Chased down by Rocha and a backcourt violation. We'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 6:34 to go. 23rd turnover of the game for Lindenwood. Thayer takes the inbound out near midcourt. Works with it over to the right side. Now top of the key for Bay. On to the right for Thayer. Lobs it into Marnin. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. They've done a good job of pounding it inside to Marnin in this second half. She's got 8 points. 60-36 the lead for the Northwest women. 6:15 to play. Over to the left side between the circles is Martin. Drives. Kicks it out to Borlow. She tries to drive with it but will be called for a carry. That will give it back to Northwest with 6:09 to play. Coach Tony Francis got to be frustrated because we're seeing a lot of different mistakes out of Lindenwood. They're not repeating mistakes necessarily, but they're still making a bunch of them. And all of them in the second half. Thayer across the timeline to Bay on the left side. Bay will get it back out to Thayer near midcourt. Now to Bay, top of the key. Inside, 6 minutes to play. Over to the right wing for Thayer. Thayer to Marnin, top of the key. Left side for Scott. Now to Ashley Nelson. 8 on the shot clock right side. Thayer will take a 3 from the wing. That's too strong. Rebound for Bay. Goes up with the follow. Good for Alexis Bay. And she draws the foul. She'll have a 3-point play opportunity for Northwest.
Talk about Lindenwood making mistakes here in the second half. A lot of times when you see that happen, you think, well, the other team might be getting a little tired, but the coach, Francis, has used a lot of players in this game, using more players than what Northwest has out there. So I don't think it's a case of fatigue causing a lot of those mistakes. Some of it, though, it just has to be the defensive pressure Northwest has had.
Julie Linette called for her fourth foul. Alexis Bay's one free throw opportunity too strong. Rebound to Katie Brown, who just checked in. I think they've substituted pretty much every dead ball.
Yeah.
And the pass ahead thrown past Jordan Martin from Jenny Rocha. So Northwest Missouri State gets it back. 25 turnovers now for Lindenwood. 62-36. Northwest with the basketball. 5.5 minutes to play. Thayer will bring it across midcourt. Guarded by Borlo to the top of the key for Bay. Bay onto the left side. Martin stands on the arc. Over to the right. Scott takes a 3. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound to Borlo. Gets it for Rocha. Rocha across the timeline. Over to the left side. Down to the baseline. Martin with the drive. Shot off the front of the rim. Rebound Kuhn. And a reach-in foul against Northwest will result in an inbound for Lindenwood. The foul against Maggie Martin. And that'll be the fourth on Martin. Sixth team foul against the Cats. Emily Alfrey checking in for Lindenwood. And Borlo will inbound it for the Lions. 5:08 to go. Inbound to the free throw line for Alfrey. Over to the right side, Rocha. Back to Alfrey. Now in the right corner. Inside to Kuhn on the block. She backs it out on the baseline. Kuhn now spinning with it. Tries to get it out to Alfrey. It's off her fingertips into the Lindenwood bench. And it'll go back to Northwest Missouri State with 4:57 to go. 62-36 Northwest lead over Lindenwood. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State with a basketball coming out of the timeout. Alexis Bay with it top of the key. 4:45 to go. 62-36 Northwest up. Martin at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Scott. Now up top Nelson. Nelson looks inside with the pass. Nothing there. Over to the left side for Thayer. Now up top Martin. Onto the right side for Bay. Bay will give it back for Thayer. 4 on the shot clock. Thayer out top of the key. Gives it for Bay. Has to force the shot. It's short. Shot clock violation against Northwest, and Lindenwood will get it back with 4:25 to go.
Coming in for Lindenwood,
Cassie Bloomner checking back in for Lindenwood along with Megan Hiddle. And Denise McEnany checking in for Northwest takes the place of Meredith Scott. 4:25 to go, 62-36, Northwest Missouri State. Lindenwood with the basketball. At the top of the key is Brown. Brown over to the baseline left for Kuhn. She goes up with a shot and called for the offensive foul. Maggie Martin there to take charge. And that'll be the second on Tori Kuhn.
Good play by Martin, especially factoring in the Martin right now playing with four fouls. Was able to slide over, get set, and to force that charge.
4:15 to go. Northwest with it, leading 62-36. Trying to start out conference play 1-0. Thayer will bring it across midcourt with the dribble. To the top of the key. Gives it for McEnany. Over to the right side. Bay. Out top of the key Thayer. Thayer working it to the right side. Expires the dribble. Gets it to Marnin out beyond the arc. Now wanted to go to the right side. Nelson had started to cut toward the bucket, so the ball sails out of bounds. And it will go to Lindenwood with 3:54 to play. Timber Schechinger back into the game for Northwest. Marnin goes to the sideline. Coach Mark Kellogg going with a bit smaller lineup again. And a pass across the timeline right side for Blumner. Blumner will work it out near midcourt for Hiddle. On to the left side it goes to Brown. Brown out between the circles for Alfrey. Into the right corner, a three on the way. No good for Hiddle. It's off the front of the rim, rebound for Ashley Nelson. Nelson gives it up for Thayer, and Thayer brings it up the floor. Top of the key, Schechinger, 3:28 to go. Now back to Thayer. Thayer onto the left side for Bay. Bay onto the right. Thayer will go on the drive. Up with the shot. Off the glass. Good for Ashley Thayer. It's 12 for Thayer. 64-36. Northwest Missouri State up. 3:10 to go. Lindenwood with a basketball. Pass goes ahead for Alfrey. Into the lane she goes. Into the right corner for Blumner. Now brings it out top of the key. Hiddle. Hiddle over to the right elbow. Tried to throw a pass into the paint. Taken away by Timber Schechinger. She'll slow the pace, give it for Nelson, now to Thayer. Hannah Katz will work some more clock with 2:54 to go. Thayer with it top of the key to Schechinger. Schechinger will bring it over to the left side with the dribble, gives it to Nelson on a backdoor cut, shot off the glass, good for Ashley Nelson. She also draws a foul, will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. The foul is called on Megan Hiddle, that'll be her second.
I think one of the keys for Northwestern in the second half, too, they really never strayed from their game plan at the very start of the ball game. Even at the start when Leonard was playing a little better on the inside, Northwest not getting the shots in, they just kept hammering at it, trying to get inside, and starting to see it pay off in the second half.
The free throw for Nelson is good. She's 3 of 3 at the free throw line, 5 points in the ball game. Paula Costa checks into the lineup. She is a junior out of Brazil for Lindenwood. And the Lions with the basketball, 67-36. Northwest Missouri State up, 2:40 to play. Megan Hiddle across the timeline with a dribble. Works it between the circles left. Alfrey with it. On to the right wing. Blumner gets it inside. Cutting down the lane goes Brown. And Brown going to be fouled as she lost a handle on the basketball on the right block. The foul against Northwest's Raquel Goldson. The first on Goldson, the 5'7 junior out of Orlando, Florida. And to the free throw line goes Katie Brown for the 1-1 opportunity. And the front end off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped around, controlled by Schechinger. She's across midcourt for Northwest. 2:23 to go. Now to Thayer between the circles. 67-36, the Bearcats lead. Schechinger with it on the right side to the top of the key for Bay. On to the left Thayer. She's got it on the wing. Takes one dribble out top again for Bay. Now back to Thayer. Thayer will work it over to the right side of the floor. 9 on the shot clock. Bay with it. Gives it up for Thayer. Right side. Fakes right. Goes left into the lane. Kick out for Bay and a travel call against Thayer. We'll give it back to Lindenwood with 2:01 to go. Big second half for the Northwest women who had just a 2-point lead at the half. They've held Lindenwood to 12 second half points. Over to the left side, Alfrey tries to go inside. Denise McEnany comes out of there with the basketball and then a held ball call. Reaching in to get that held ball was Paula Costa and the possession arrow giving it to Lindenwood. The inbound will come from the baseline right from Emily Alfrey. Alfrey gets it over to the left baseline. A 15-footer on the way and good for Cassie Blumner. It's 4 for Blumner, 67-38. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 1:41 to go. Top of the key with it, Thayer. Now to McEnany. Over to the left side for Bay. Bay gets it to Thayer. Now inside to Schechinger. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. That's 10 for Schechinger, 69-38. Northwest Missouri State up. 1:24 to go. Lindenwood with it. Over to the right side, Blumner. Down to the baseline she goes. Spins, pass tip by Thayer, but it's picked up on the wing by Brown. Swings around to the left side for Alfrey. Down toward the baseline it goes to Blumner. Blumner dribbles up to the wing, double team. A lob pass now goes inside for Costa. Costa up with the shot high off the glass. And it is good for Paula Costa. 69-40 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Cross midcourt. Thayer over to the right side for Schechinger. On to the left for Bay. Northwest has been working the clock. The last 5 or 6 minutes of this game, a pass to Goldson is behind her. It's picked up by Paula Costa for Lindenwood. Now over to the right side for Hiddle. The pass inside taken back by Bay with 35 seconds to play. Northwest can run the bulk of the clock out, all but about 6 seconds worth of it. There, top of the key for Bay. Bay onto the right side, Schechinger. The ball knocked loose, and it's taken away. Steal for Megan Hiddle. She goes the other way. Excuse me, that was Blumner. Blumner can't get the layup to go. Schechinger out of there with the rebound, and then a foul will send Timber Schechinger to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest with 16 seconds to go. Foul call on Cassie Blumner. That's the first on Blumner. And two opportunities for Timber Schechinger, who is 6 of 6 at the free throw line. Excuse me, 8 of 8 at the line. She's 2 of 2 tonight. 10 points in the ball game for the freshman out of Manila, Iowa. First of the two, in and out, won't go. 69-40, the Northwest women's lead. Had a lead as big as 31 in this ball game. Second free throw coming for Schechinger. And that one off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Katie Brown. And Lindenwood will bring it up the other way with 10 seconds to go. Now between the circles is Hiddle. Works it over to the right wing. Blumner with it there. Pass inside, taken away by Alexis Bay. And now Ashley Thayer will hold it on her hip as this one will come to an end. The Northwest women with a great second half of basketball. 69-40 the final score as the women get the win over Lindenwood to move to 6-2 on the year, 1-0 in MIAA play. Lindenwood falls to 1-5 and 0-1. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Stations in, but
Adams are going to show up a half hour before game time. Back at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women outscore Lindenwood 43-16 in the second half. They turn a 2-point halftime lead into a 69-40 win to go to 1-0 in MIAA play to start the year. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women with a big second half and a win tonight over Lindenwood, 69-40, the final. And boy, what a second half of basketball.
And I think it was kind of a surprise. We were talking the first half how we anticipated a close game down to the wire, and that was not the case. Northwest came out, put together a very strong start of the second half, and the key never let up. A lot of times you'll see a great start in the half and then maybe coast a bit and allow the other team to get back in the ball game. That was not the case tonight. Northwest kept the pressure up the entire half and able to cruise to the big win.
So the Bearcats with the victory, 69-40 tonight. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Northwest, now highlighted by the U.S. Department of Education, among promising and practical strategies to increase post-secondary success.
Secondary success. In other words, what's happening out in the countryside that will help students be successful. And what they did is they did a countrywide survey and cherry-picked the best of the best, and Northwest is represented in one of their practical strategies. It's our student employment program and specifically our career pathing program for our students. As you well know, John, and there are over 900 student employees here on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. Those employees have options to start as a freshman, go through a senior, go through a career pathing technique, actually get raises and compensation tied to, you know, a lot of different elements. I think the latest research I saw showed that you could actually earn up to, get this, $37,000. So when we talk about affordability, you know, over your four-year career, when you talk about affordability, that's one way to keep the student experience affordable. It's an important element of our workforce, and very, very proud of that program. Paula McLean out of the Department of Human Resources oversees the program, and to be recognized by the U.S. Department of Education and up there with so many other organizations is very, very good. It's not just in that field and having that experience, but interestingly enough, sometimes working in some other different departments opens their eyes to other opportunities across disciplines. So, yeah, tremendous, tremendous opportunity for our students, and frankly, it helps us be more productive.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, it is time for the Extra Effort Award from this 69-40 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over Lindenwood. And John, going to look to a freshman tonight who pulled down a double-double for Northwest.
Timber Seckinger with 10 points, 11 rebounds in the matchup, had two assists going along with three steals, a block. Just an all-around solid performance out of Timber, played well both halves of the game, and really stepped up and did a good job on the boards when they needed. They really overall did a good job. Andy Matthews had 9 rebounds as well, but going up against a pretty tall team out of Lindenwood, they needed some strong rebounds. They were able to get it, and Timber, not only that, double-double tonight, and just all-around solid performance out of Timber.
Andy Matthews with 13 points as well. Ashley Thayer, 12 points, the double-digit scorers for Northwest in this one tonight. On the other side for Lindenwood, they played several players tonight. The leading scorer for them with 8 points was Julie Linek. But again, the final score, 69-40. The Northwest women with the win over Lindenwood as Northwest moves to 6-2 on the season, 1-0 in conference play. Lindenwood to 1-5 and 0-1. The two men's teams out getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Bearcat Arena. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team coming in with a 6-0 record. Lindenwood coming in at 4-1. Like the women, it's the start of the MIAA season for both of these men's teams. The Northwest women coming off a win just a few moments ago as they had a strong second half on their way to a 69-40 victory over Lindenwood. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, we'd like to see an identical type of game coming up in this men's matchup as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it'd be all right if it's a close game for a little while, and then we see Northwest pull away, but you know, it's going to be a similar thing to where Lindenwood, the men's side, has some talent, got some guys you really have to watch out for. Should potentially be a winnable game for Northwest, but you don't assume much as Lindenwood starts the MIAA era.
As they come in with a 4-1 record coming off their first loss of the season, a loss to Quincy 81-74, and it's a team that will have a little size inside, and much like Northwest, they've done a good job rebounding early in the season, and kind of similar looking teams out there.
Yeah, and Lindenwood's got a 6'11 transfer there on the inside that they're going to rely a lot on, a senior, but you know, we've seen that inside by committee for Northwest, three guys really rotating around quite a bit and all doing well, so hopefully when you've got one against three, maybe as the game goes on, you get into the second half, the effectiveness inside for Lindenwood and Brett Thompson kind of falls by the wayside. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Northwest and Lindenwood back with more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest and Leonardwood men's teams going through their pregame warm-ups at Bearcat Arena. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. At quarter, tonight's game will be a battle of Lindenwood team, the top team in the MIAA offensively, averaging nearly 86 points a game against one of the top teams defensively in the Bearcats, giving up just 57 a game.
Yeah, and I really will take defense over offense most days, especially the way Northwest Missouri State plays defense. You know, they've had some ugly games and some ugly scores, but that plays right into Northwest's hands. When you're a good, solid defensive team, you're going to have some games that are like that. And the funny thing is, if you're the one causing those ugly games, you're the one usually winning those ugly games as well.
Northwest and Lindenwood will be back to hear from the coach. Northwest men's basketball coach Ben McCullum right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1979 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Laura Widmer came to the Maryville campus in 1976 and says some of her memories include watching the Bearcat football team.
My memories are night football, and we had lights on the stadium back then, and we had a really bad team, and we cheered on anyway, and then I remember shooting football and basketball when I was on the yearbook staff here at Northwest. So lots of great memories, and you know, lots of great instructors over the years, and lots of time spent in Colden Hall, and then back then McCracken Hall.
Widmer returned to the Northwest campus in 1983 to teach in the Mass Communication Department and serve as Director of Student Publications until retiring from the university in the spring of 2012.
It was so marvelous just to be able to keep and expand and instill those traditions that we had with the yearbook and the newspaper, you know, when I was a student, and took those forward with some great staffs and some great award-winning publications over the years.
Widmer says she enjoyed working with her students both in the classroom and on the various student publications.
The students just have a passion for what they're doing, and so I think that that is one thing that kind of helps with, you know, history, and to have those awards on the walls, and students say, I'm going to beat that. It's that passion, and it's that strive for excellence that I just love about the students here.
Widmer now serves as the general manager of the Iowa State Daily in Ames, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCullum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as Northwest Missouri State gets set to take on Lindenwood, the conference opener, and the first time that Lindenwood has played an MIAA conference game. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And Ben, just talk a little bit about getting ready for a conference opener here.
Well, with the conference game, it's always a kind of a struggle in that first half, especially offensively, just to get yourself in a rhythm. A lot of nerves, a lot of unknowns. It's a totally different season, so you know, in conference, I always say everybody's going to have talent. It's a matter of who handles adversity better, and that's usually the team that's going to come out on top.
Now you go into this undefeated with a 6-0 record, so you have to like where you've gone through the non-conference portion of your schedule.
Yeah, so far so good. You know, I don't think you can get any better, obviously. I think we've improved from it, but I guess tonight will be our barometer, I guess, to see if we're better.
You look at Linden, where they come in with a lot of experience this season.
They do. I think they've got quite a few seniors that have won a lot of games together. I think the last year they were 27-3 or something like that, and you know, they're tough. Inside, they've got a big kid, 6'10", and then they've got a few really good guards to complement him. And so we're going to have our hands full. We've got to keep them off the boards and just play our basketball and see what happens.
Talking with you earlier this week, you felt like from a certain standpoint that they're very similar to Northwest.
Yeah, I think with their size inside, I think they are. I think with their rebounding, I think they get about 45% of their missed shots, so they really crash the offensive glass. So there's a few similarities. They score a considerable amount more than we do. I think they're at like 86, which is number one in the conference. So, we're going to have to hold them to under that if we expect to win.
Alvar, they score a lot of points. They're a different type of team, I think, than what you saw on Saturday with York, and York was a team that put up a lot of points.
Yeah, they don't play quite as – they still play fast, but they don't play quite as fast as York. I think they get so many offensive rebounds that they don't have a lot of empty possessions, and that's where they get a lot of their points from, is just those offensive rebounds and then going to the free throw line within those. And then, you know, once you get a team in foul trouble, now all of a sudden every drive that you make, they're fouling you, and so you're going to the line, and that increases your points.
What are some of the keys worth of the matchup tonight?
Rebounding. You know, we're going to have to keep them off the offensive glass, and then we're going to have to get some on them. I think stopping that point guard in transition is going to be tough, and then making sure you don't foul him once he does drive is going to be difficult. So, again, it's play our game and compete and handle adversity, and hopefully we can come out of here on top.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The Northwest Missouri State University Art Department is having an art show and pottery sale Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th in the Fire Arts Building on the Northwest Missouri State campus. Associate Professor of Art at Northwest, Laura Cookie, says this is a biannual event.
The art show and pottery sale, we do this twice a year. It's always on the Friday and Saturday of the last week of classes. And what it is two things. One is that all the art students are invited to participate and display their work. It's held in the Fire Arts Building. So we have a display of, you know, paintings and photos and drawings and prints and sculpture and works from all the different media in the art department. And the other part is pottery sale. And the pottery sale is a long-standing tradition at Northwest where the ceramic students put together a group of work and they sell them off to the public. And so it's a big sale. We have a lot of times we have a lineup. It turns into sort of an open house event, and a lot of people from the community and from campus come to see the work and have a snack and buy pottery for Christmas for their family and friends. Funds that are raised at the pottery sale, 85% of the cash goes directly to the student that would have made the work that you buy, and 15% goes into Clay Club, if it is ceramics, and if it's any other media, that 15% goes into the Art Association. These are student clubs, and the money is sort of built up in an account it's a campus account built up over the years, and it's used for things like field trips and visiting artists and sort of special events that the students would be partaking in.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a good crowd on hand for the MIAA opener and the first matchup with Lindenwood in MIAA play on the women's side. It's the first meeting between those two schools. Now in the men's game, this will be the fourth meeting between the two men's teams. Northwest 6-0, Lindenwood at 4-1. As we look at the starting lineups for Lindenwood, under coach Brad Soderberg, who's a former head coach at St. Louis University with the Billikens. He'll be starting in one of the guard spots. Alex Buzzle, a 6'2", a senior out of St. Charles, Missouri. Fourth in the MIAA in scoring with 18 points per game. He also pulls down 5 rebounds a contest. Also at a guard spots, a name familiar to MIAA fans, Tyler Russell, a 6'1", a junior out of Washington, Missouri. He transfers to Lindenwood from Missouri Southern, averaging 10 points and a couple of rebounds per game. Forward spot, Richie Thompson, a 6'2 senior out of Harvey, Illinois, and a transfer from Kirkwood Community College, leading the MIAA in rebounding at 9 per game, also averaging 8 points a contest. Cody Swanson, another forward, a 6'5 senior out of St. Charles, and a transfer from Maryville University in St. Louis. Last year, he had the most minutes off the bench of any of his teammates. He's averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. Inside, Britt Thompson, 6'11 senior of Vienna, Illinois, and he transfers in from St. Louis University. Played in 31 games, started 27 last year, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. For Northwest Missouri State, the same lineup they've gone with throughout the season, Alex Sullivan and Bryson Williams at the guards. Alex Sullivan, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds a game. Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. At the point guard spot, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 3 boards a contest. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Forth, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. And also Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. He had a career-high 24 points against York College on Saturday afternoon, averaging 15 points and 6 boards per contest. Again, it's Northwest and Lindenwood. MIAA opener, Northwest coming in at 6-0, Lindenwood at 4-1. Bearcats will be right back here Saturday afternoon, continuing MIAA play against a conference newcomer as they will host Nebraska Kearney. We're back at ready for the tip-off of this one between the Bearcats and Lions. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team plays 7 players on the All-Region team in Super Region 3. First team honors on offense go to senior offensive lineman Rod Williams and senior kicker Todd Adolph. On defense, senior safety Nate DeYoung, senior linebacker Colin DeBizer, and junior cornerback Brandon Dixon were named to the first team. Second team honors go to senior Jordan Simmons as a return specialist and sophomore punter Kyle Goodburn. First team All-Region honorees are now eligible for Division II football All-American selection.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development,
the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a good crowd on hand for tonight's conference opener. Northwest at 6-0 and Leonard Wood at 4-1. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Again, earlier this evening on the Bearcat Radio Network, it was the Northwest women with a strong second half as they defeat Leonard Wood 69-40. This after being up by two at halftime. And Matt, just a very impressive second half for the Northwest women.
Well, it looks like this women's team is going to be a second half kind of team. I mean, we've seen that a lot this year. I mean, several times we've had to see them come back in the second half, but since they started the second half with the lead, it obviously looks a lot better at the end. But outscoring an opponent 43-16, especially a conference opponent, is something that's pretty impressive for the Northwest women tonight.
You know, Coach Kellogg last week spent a lot of time in practice working on how to finish off a game. I think they took the lessons to heart here the last couple of games.
Yeah, and this game finished them off early, and the key was they didn't let them back into it. You know, they started to open up that lead, and sometimes you'll see that they'll open up a double-digit lead, and then the other team, especially if it's been a close game, the other team will work their way back into it, make it a one- or two-possession game, but that didn't happen. Once Northwest got it out to a double-digit lead, they continued to build on that lead. Now, once they got around 20, they kind of settled in a little bit, but I think that's acceptable once you get out to a 20-point lead. So I think that was what was most interesting about that game is they did not let Lindenwood get back into it once they opened up a good-sized lead.
Well, a lot of times at this point in the season, you see coaches maybe play around a little bit with their starting lineup and try to come up with something that will match. Both of these teams have been fairly stable with their starting lineup. We're seeing D'Angelo Haley get his second straight start in the lineup for Northwest, but outside of that, very little change in the lineup for Northwest head coach Ben McCollum, and for Lindenwood coach Brad Soderberg. He's had the same starting lineup every game this season, and it's one that obviously has been working for him.
Yeah, and there's a few factors that go into that, and I think one of those is the fact that you don't have many non-conference games, so coaches are really kind of forced to fall upon or figure out a starting lineup for a group of guys that work well together a lot sooner in the season. Another factor is you may just find that or have that in preseason practice. You know, these are going to be my five guys that are going to be the starters just because of the way they play. Some of that is a little bit of luck. Some of that is just knowing your personnel, recruiting your personnel that way. So I think coaches would much rather have it to where you can start the same lineup from game one through the entire season, especially avoiding injuries and things like that. But I think for the most part, coaches are just forced to make those types of decisions a lot quicker nowadays.
And for the Northwest men, the white uniforms have finally arrived. We have the home whites for the Northwest men as they come out in white uniforms with the green numerals and the trim down the side. And for Leonard Wood, it looks similar to Emporia State with the black uniforms with the powder gold trim and numerals. We're ready to go. Dylan Starzl to jump center for Northwest and jump it up against Brett Thompson. Northwest will control and go from our left to our right. Looks a little different seeing Northwest in white uniforms here. On the left side is Haley on the left wing with the dribble to the free throw line. Ball fake goes low left for Slake. Back to Haley on the left wing. Cross court right side for Wallace. Wallace getting a pick by Starzl to the free throw line. Looks high post left. It gets it to Slake. Now to Haley on the left. Haley, back right side Wallace. Now in the right corner for Sullivan. Sullivan to the free throw line. Through the lane. A runner on the way. Good. Alex Sullivan gives the Bearcats a 2-0 lead. Across the timeline there is Alex Buzzel for Lindenwood. Wood. Takes it top the key. Bounce pass high post right side. And gets it to Sorensen. Sorensen lobs the pass on the right wing for Buzzel. Now low right side, Sorensen up for the shot. Blocked away inside, Slake picked up by Starzl. Here comes Northwest. Alec goes to Wallace. Down the left sideline to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks pass low in the blocks right. Turnaround jumper missed by Slake. Rebound inside, pulled away by Thompson for Lindenwood. Alec on the right side, gives it to Buzzel. Out front left, looks on the left wing for Richie Thompson. Lobs it low right side for Brett Thompson as he goes up with a shot whistle on a foul. A low reverse layup inside as well went down. And let's see if they count the bucket. Foul is on Dylan Starzl. That'll be his first. And this will send Brett Thompson to the free throw line. They count the bucket. Thompson goes to the line where he's 7 of 7 this season. The 6'11 senior out of Vienna, Illinois. Transfers from St. Louis University where he was a Billiken. And not only did he play or was on that roster, he's played considerable minutes as a Billiken. His free throw just grazes the rim. And the rebound to Northwest. Wallace across midcourt left side with this game tied. Right side, Sullivan on the wing. Bounce pass low right for Starzl, trying to post up. Takes into the lane, spins left, up for the fadeaway jumper. Good. Starzl makes it a 4-2 Northwest lead. Across midcourt right side goes Buzzel. Out to the top of the key, Thompson. Left side pass for Marquardt. Brandon Marquardt out between the circles, finds Richie Thompson. Thompson lobs it low right side for Brett Thompson. Thompson posting up with Starzl, almost lost the dribble. Takes it into the right corner. Out between the circles, Buzzel. Senior out St. Charles, free throw line left, dishes it. Brett Thompson now kicks it to the right wing. Thornton, a three on the way out the front of the rim. Rebound chased down by Slake on the baseline. Now it goes to Wallace. Across the timeline, top of the key, right side on the wing. A jumper on the way, takes a high bounce off the rim by Haley, and the rebound put away by Brett Thompson for the Lions. Across the timeline, right side, Buzzel looks on the left wing. Out to the top of the key, Brett Thompson open at three, way out front. Takes the back, bounce off the back of the rim, rebound to Wallace near midcourt. He'll take it across the timeline. Cats up by two, 4-2. Right side is Sullivan. Sullivan trying to look inside. Brings it cross court left, finds D'Angelo Haley, now to Wallace. Wallace at the free throw line, right side, into the right corner for Haley. Not only Northwest with their white uniforms, but white shoes tonight as well. Jumper on the right side, free throw line, buff it down. Haley knocks down the jumper, and it's a 6-2 Northwest lead. 17-18 left in of the first half. To the top of the key, down the lane, left puzzle, to the baseline, underneath the bucket. Now out to the top of the key, Thompson. Out front, Marquardt. Drives the lane right to the right baseline. Out of a double team, ball loose, picked up by Wallace for Northwest. He'll slow it up, numbers not there. Wallace goes left side for Sullivan. Bounce pass, low left, Starzl. Dribbles into lane. A little right-handed hook won't go. Rebound tipped a couple times on the baseline. Controlled by Richie Thompson for Lindenwood. Cats up by four. Out front, Buzzel on the left side and a foul. And this one to come up against Northwest. Schlake will pick up the foul. That's his first. Second team foul on Northwest. Officials for today's game, Dan Nowakowski, along with John Hendricks and Rick Fields. Lindenwood with inbound. Out between the circles, Sorensen. Looks right side for Brandon Marquardt. Left side, Buzzel on the wing to the baseline. Takes the jumper, fade away off the front of the rim. Fight for the board and whistle on a foul. Schlake knocked to the floor. And this foul coming up on Lindenwood inside. Cody Sorensen will pick up his first. Grant Kozad into the game. And Dylan Starzl goes to the sideline for Northwest. 6-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. 16-27 left in the first half. Substitution now. Efkan Aaron into the game. A 6'8 senior out of Istanbul, Turkey. Wallace will walk it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass. Free throw line. Haley. Haley trying to go high post right. Does to Kozad. Kozad spins into the lane. Kicks it back out to Wallace. Left side Haley into the left corner. Sullivan takes the jumper. Three on the way. Rims out. Rebound for Kozad in the block's right side. Clears it out right for Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Tries to go low for Slake, trying to cut to the bucket, pass a little too far, and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, it's like a little bit off balance in there. Thought he was going to get somebody to lean on in there. Had a little bit more space than he anticipated. Losing his balance, he couldn't reach up and pull that pass down.
Just under 16 minutes left in of the first half. Buzzell on the left side to the wing, out to the top of the key, Aaron. Looks on the right side for Buzzell again. Lots of low right side for Thompson. Picked up by Slake in the block's right. Fires the dribble, spins past Lake. Williams up, misses the shot too hard, and the rebound, Haley, for the Cats will clear it away. 4-point Bearcat lead. Across the timeline, left side goes Wallace. Wallace out front, right wing gets it to Haley. Haley out front with the chest pass cross court left for Sullivan. Sullivan back to Haley on the right wing. Bounce pass right side, Wallace, low post right for Kozad. Posting up, low hook shot off the back of the iron, won't go. Rebound tap to Slake. Slake in the blocks left side, out of a double team. Left corner for Sullivan, drives the baseline underneath the bucket, and steps on the baseline. Ball will go to Lindenwood with 15:06 left in the half, and Northwest up 6-2. Bryston Williams off the bench, into the game. Haley goes to the sideline.
Coming in for Lindenwood, 22, Cody Sorensen.
Sorensen back in, and Brett Thompson goes to the bench. 6-2, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. First meeting between these two teams in MIAA play. They've met three times previous, with Northwest winning all three of those meetings. Down the lane right side, and a bump and a foul. And this one will go on Northwest. Foul goes on Matt Wallace, as Wallace will pick up his first foul. Collision with Buzzle down the lane, and a timeout. Northwest Missouri State 6, Lindenwood 2. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsens in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsens at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 6, Lindenwood 2. Matt, a little bit of a low scoring first half so far.
Yeah, not a big surprise. Like we talked about in the pregame, sometimes that's going to happen with the way Northwest plays defense. But like we said, these low scoring, kind of uglier ball games favor Northwest.
Tyler Russell into the ball game, out front for Cody Sorensen, who's also checked in. And also Russell with it on the left side. Gives the Bezel, brings that out near the timeline with the dribble. Northwest in man-to-man defense. Dribbles right side. And hands off to Russell. Back to Bezel, drives the baseline right, drives in, lays it up and in. A little double clutch and put it in. As he puts it down, and now a 6-4 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 15 minutes left. We're into the first half. Right side is Wallace. Cross court left, Sullivan. Back right side, Wallace. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up. Right side with it is Williams. Wins with one dribble. Cross court left, finds Wallace. Wallace pulls up. Out between the circles. Williams. Shot clock down to 9 seconds. Top of the key. Left side Wallace into the left corner. Sullivan. Low post left side for Starzl. With three on the shot clock. Spins. Fadeaway jumper in the blocks off side. Air ball. Rebound chased on the floor. And it is controlled by Russell for Lindenwood. Across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Down the lane to the baseline. Cut off by Williams. Brings it out front right side. Goes ill with it. On the right wing. Lobs it cross court. Left side. Thompson. Jump stop into the lane. Up with it. Off the front of the rim. No. Taps it. Keeps the ball alive. Chased down with Williams on the sideline. Whistle and a foul. And this one to go on in Lindenwood. As Williams was fighting for the loose ball of Richie Thompson. Thompson gets called with a hold. And that will be his first foul. 2-point game. Northwest 6 and Lindenwood 4. Wallace will handle the point duties. He'll take it across the timeline. Met by Russell. Out to the top of the key. Right side Sullivan. Trying to look low. Does. Gets it to Starzl on the bounce pass. Low post right side. Cross left side with the pass for Williams. Squares up. Wants the three. And it's good. Bryson Williams knocks down his third three of the season. And Northwest out to a 9-4 lead. On the right side, Bazell to the right wing to the top of the key. Dribbles to the left side. Out front with the pass for Sorensen. One dribble. Hands off, trying to cut out front, and a foul. Williams on the defense, trying to defend Tyler Russell that time. He took the ball. Williams will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Fourth tee foul on Northwest.
Just a little too aggressive there by Williams. A good idea, but a pretty dangerous play, and he ends up picking up the foul.
Connor Kirker into the game for Northwest. Sullivan to get a breather. And then Bambazel on the right side. Out between the circles, looks left for Sorensen. Out front with it, Thompson. Thompson at the free throw line, guarded by Cozad. Zell with it between the circles, wants to drive on Wallace. Out top of the key, lobs the pass baseline left, gets it for Richie Thompson, up and in with the shot. Richie Thompson, senior out of Harvey, Illinois, makes it a 3-point game. Northwest up 9-6, 12:37 left in the first half. Fricker with it to the free throw line. Right side, Wallace. Wallace with the dribble. And a jumper from 17 out front. Rims out, hits the backboard, and the ball pulled away by Brett Thompson for Leonard Wood on the fast break. Russell, a long three over Kirker, rims out left, rebound baseline left for Thompson in the lane, little right-handed push shot, won't go, fight for the board, Kozak clears it away for the Cats. Allett, left sideline, Wallace across the timeline to the top of the key. Right side, Kirker, out front, Kozak, a bounce pass in the lane, four Starzl, spins left side, off the glass and good, and a foul. Great strong post move for Starzl, and he'll get a chance at a three-point play.
And I'll tell you one thing I think we're going to see Northwest do. We mentioned it in the pregame how having their three guys against the one big 6'11 guy inside is going to take its toll on Thompson inside for Lindenwood. And I think they're going to try to get him as many breaks as possible, but I think we're already seeing him already, I don't want to say wear down, but you can tell that it's having an effect on him having to go up against three different guys inside.
Brett Thompson picking up his first foul. Starzl's free throw is short, and the rebound by Thompson. Another thing, too, Matt, I think Northwest big guys are a lot quicker than Brett Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely.
11-6, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood on the left side. Sorensen to the left wing, to the left baseline, spins in the lane, and the shot won't go. A little bit off balance, gets called for the travel, and the turnover to Northwest.
And credit the aggressiveness of Tyler Funk on the defense forcing that travel.
11-6, Northwest in front with 11:50 left in the first half. Northwest will inbound as Connor Kirker. We'll take the inbound from Bryson Williams. Kirker across the timeline. Finds Tyler Funk, who checked in during the dead ball. On the right side, Williams. Cross court left for Kirker. One dribble. Bounce pass low left. Starzl. Trying to post up with Brett Thompson. Spins left. Fadeaway jumper. It won't go. Fight for the board. It's controlled off the right side by Haley. Trying to go right back up with the ball stripped loose by Russell. It goes out of bounds. And see which way it will go to the Lions.
Another thing that you're seeing, even though Thompson's 6'11", has got a little bit of a size advantage, he has no interest in trying to block shots. At least he hasn't shown that early on. He gets the hands in the air, but keeps his feet, doesn't go up and try to block any shots.
11-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Derrick Smith checked in. He has the ball. Now we'll give it up front. Richie Thompson. High post, left side, Sorensen. Picked up by Funk. Now to Brett Thompson out front. We'll give it to Smith. Down the lane, pulls up. Need someone to help. He's in the lane for a long, long time, and will get called for the three-second violation. Despite his dribble, needed someone to help out to come over and take the pass from him. Nobody did, so he was just stuck in the lane holding the ball. And that's pretty obvious three-second call there when you got the guy with the ball who can't move. 11-6, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Brandon Marquardt back into the game for Lindenwood. Kirker handling the point duties across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Now back to Funk. Kirker on the right wing. Out front for Williams. Looks on the left side. Finds D'Angelo Haley. Haley with the dribble. Expires it out front. Cross court right side. Kirker into the right corner. Williams. Low post right side for Starzl. Trying to post up out of a double team. Ball blocked way up with it one more time. Won't go. Russell finally controls after Thompson had the block. 11-6. Northwest in front. Smith to the top of the key for the Lions. Backs out, dribbles right side. Between the circles for Sorensen. Left side on the wing, Marquardt. Dribble to the left baseline. Brings it back out. Between the circles, Thompson. Back left side, Marquardt. Trying to look low. Does. As they get it to Brett Thompson once again. Guarded by Funk. Bit of a mismatch there. On the left side is Thompson. Low left side. Richie goes to Brett Thompson as he makes a spin move, whistle, and a foul. Maybe a mismatch size-wise, but Funk was able to stand his ground inside, and with the collision, stood his ground, and Brett Thompson picks up his second foul.
Boy, Thompson's complaining about the call, but that one was really obvious. He was trying to push his weight around, knowing he had the size advantage on Funk, and, I mean, that was his intent. So for him to be called for a foul, not a big surprise.
11-6, Northwest with the lead. 10:04 left in the first half. Crocker across the timeline from our left to our right in this first half. Right side to the top of the key. Guarded by Smith. Now finds Haley. Fadeaway jumper from 17. Good. D'Angelo knocks down the jumper. He has 4 points. And it's a 13-6 Northwest lead. Across midcourt right side, Darius Smith, the sophomore out of St. Louis, Missouri. Playing for his hometown school, essentially. Lindenwood out of St. Charles, a suburb of St. Louis. Richie Thompson on the left wing, out between the circles, finds Darius Smith. Dribbles left side. Out front, Aaron with the drive on Schlake. Spins down the lane right side. Now goes up for the left-hander. Short. Rebound stripped loose inside. With it inside is Richie Thompson. Now the ball chased down in the corner and controlled by Funk for Northwest. Gunnar Kirker across the timeline. 13-6 Northwest. Just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Funk will give it to Kirker. Out near midcourt with the dribble. Faced by Darius Smith. Out of man-to-man defense from the Lions. On the right wing, Williams. Knocked loose by Marquardt. To the right wing, Haley, a three on the way off the front of the rim, and the rebound chased on the floor and controlled by Darius Smith. And he'll take it right to the left for the Lions to the top of the key. Northwest up 13-6. Smith down the lane left, out to the top of the key. Finds Aaron, a long three, misses badly off the left, and the rebound to Williams, and here comes Northwest. On the break, left side, Kirker inside the arc, takes a left-handed jumper from 18, won't go, fight for the board by Slate, kicks it out front. Williams will take it, and Northwest sets up the offense. Left side is Kirker. Free throw line. Backs out. Gives it to Haley. Haley to the top of the key. Now a jumper from 17. Now front knocks it down as he falls to the floor. A foul, and he'll get to the free throw line. This foul coming up on Lindenwood. And they will whistle this one. I believe it will go on Richie Thompson. We'll see. It will be on Thompson. That'll be his second. We also have a break in the action when we come back. D'Angelo Haley for trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor. Will take place after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
Northwest in front of Lindenwood, 15-6. We are a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. D'Angelo Haley, a three-point shooter, goes to the line to get it the traditional way here as he steps to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout, knocked down the jumper and goes to the line and hits the free throw. 7 points for Haley. Northwest out to a 10-point lead, their largest of the game. Marquardt on the right wing. Cross court left is Smith. Smith to Bazell out between the circles. Free throw line, down the lane. Lobs it back out front left for Marquardt. To the left baseline, a fadeaway jumper from 17 grazes the rim, but a foul as Alex Sullivan went up to try to block the shot. Gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. This sends Brandon Marquardt to the free throw line, a 6'2 freshman from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. 5-6 at the free throw line this season. Shooting two, first one nothing but net.
Well, the Northwest women held Lindenwood to 16 second half points. Maybe the men can hold Lindenwood to 16 first half points.
And this is a team that averages 86 a game.
Yeah. It's been an incredible performance so far defensively for Northwest.
Marquardt hits the second free throw, 16-8. Northwest Missouri State in front with 7:49 left in the first half. Wallace across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Out front, Schlake is guarded by Aaron. The left, Starzl. Rather, that's Kozak. Kozak, a little hook shot and won't go. And the rebound, Sorensen inside for Lindenwood. Out that goes right side, Bazell. Top of the key. On the left side with the dribble. Down the lane, into the left corner for Marquardt. Out front, left side is Sorensen. They swing it right side, Bazell with it on the right wing. Shot clock down to 17 seconds. A little bit different between that and the York College game on Saturday. I think the shot clock very rarely got down to 25 with York. This time dribble on the right side. Out of bounds by Bazell. Northwest will have a good defense by Wallace. Stars will end of the game, and Slate to the sideline for Northwest. Grant Cozad will inbound. Cats also going with the Wallace, Sullivan, Haley, and Starzl. Wallace to walk it across the timeline right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front for Haley at the top of the key. Left side, Sullivan on the wing. Low post left side, Cozad. Cozad dribbling in the lane. Up with a little hook again. This time won't go. He's had that shot, but just can't quite get it to fall. Fight for the board and a foul. And this time Grant will get called for the foul, and that'll be his first.
Yeah, the first time he didn't kind of follow through with it, and it went off the front of the rim. That time he followed through with it, but was a little bit too strong off the back of the rim. He just needs that happy medium.
16-8, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Zell across the timeline left side to the top of the key. Zell race down the lane. Little fadeaway jumper from six off the front of the rim, and Kozak clears the board for Northwest. Now it goes to Wallace, pushing it down the floor. Left corner, Sullivan squares up, wants the three. It's off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Bazell and Lindenwood. Right to left, the fast break for the Lions. Lindenwood has his dribble kicked away by Haley. Haley on the right side, one-on-two break, accelerates through the lane. Left-handed layup is good as he weaves his way through the double team. Haley with 9 first-half points, Northwest up by 10. Out to the top of the key, Sorensen. Left side on the wing, Smith. Dribbles to the left baseline. Caught up in a double team and a charge coming up. And again, a good job with help side defense. This time, Grant Cozad sliding over and forcing the charge. Smith will pick up his first foul and sixth team foul now on Lindenwood. Lindenwood wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 6:09 left in the first half. An 18-8 lead for Northwest over Lindenwood. And much like the women's game, Matt, it's been a defensive effort in the first half, and the lower the score, the better off the Bearcats will be here.
Yeah, the Cats have already forced 7 turnovers in this game, and really forcing Lindenwood to work hard offensively. I mean, they've really got to work the ball out around on the perimeter just to find an opportunity to get it inside and even potentially get a look at it. And then at the other end for Northwest, very patient on offense. They're doing a good job of working the ball inside out. And that's another reason why it's been a low-scoring game, is the Cats on both ends of the floor are just forcing the use of a lot of shot clock.
18-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:09 left in the first half. Following the timeout, Wallace, Cozad, Haley, Sullivan, and Starzl still out on the floor. Wallace hands off with a weave out front for Haley. Spins between the circles, right side Wallace, low post right side. Is Starzl off the glass, good, as he took it high off the glass over Sorensen and knocks it down. Starzl with 6 points. He's coming off a career high of 24 in the win over York College on Saturday. 20-8, Northwest Missouri State up. Out between the circles, Brandon Marquardt on the left wing, Smith. Lobs it low left side for Aaron. Trying to spin on Starzl on the blocks. Brings it out front. Bazell with it. Dribbles down the lane to left baseline. And now past Wallace. Into a double team with Cozad. And the ball out of bounds. Off of Cozad, it will belong to Lindenwood. Well, that upside defense really frustrating to Lindenwood when they try to drive the baseline. Marquardt will inbound. Lobs it in the left corner. Finds Sorensen. Now on the left side is Bazell to the top of the key. High post right side pass for Efkin Aaron. Lots of back left side for Alex Bazell. And the shot clock rolls down. Leonard Winona aware of the shot clock, and the ball will belong to Northwest. 20-8, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Bearcats coming into the tonight's action undefeated at 6-0. Lindenwood with only one loss at 4-1. Their one loss, though, their last game, a loss to Quincy, 81-74. Into the front court right side, Wallace. Right side, Lane, in a little bit of double-team. Ball knocked loose and is controlled by Marquardt. Now a foul on Northwest. Marquardt tried to dribble down the floor. And the foul on Alex Sullivan, that'll be his second.
Yes, Sullivan wanted to try to go for the steal there. Realized in the last second that it probably wasn't going to work out. Tried to spin away from the contact, but just didn't start that spin quick enough. Still got called for the foul.
He goes to the sideline, and Bryson Williams back in for Northwest. Brandon Marquardt back to the free throw line. He's 2 of 2 from there. 83% on the season. Freshman for the Lions and knocks down the free throw. Smith to the sideline for Lindenwood and Tyler Russell back in. And Russell, a guy who played 11 games as a freshman for Missouri Southern before transferring to Lindenwood. Second free throw, good by Marquardt. Northwest with the 10-point lead once again, 20-10 as they lead Lindenwood. Wallace between the legs with the dribble across the timeline left side. Now free throw line through the lane, goes in the left corner, finds Williams. Williams dribbles to the free throw line left, fadeaway jumper off the rim right side, and the rebound inside, pulled away by Russell Ford and Love Lyons. On the outlet right side goes to Bazell. Out of more court, low post right side, Sorensen posting up with Cozette up with the shot and won't go. Whistle and a foul, and this one to go on Northwest. We'll go on Grant Cozette picking up his second foul. Breaking the action, 4:43 left in the first half. Northwest 20, Lindenwood 10. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
20-10, Northwest with the lead over Lindenwood. 4:43 left in the first half. In that quarter, I'm John Coffey. Good start to this game for the Bearcats so far, and facing a Lindenwood team with only one loss on the year and a team that puts up 86 points per game, being held to just 10 so far in the first half.
Wild guess they're not going to reach 86 tonight. I think tonight might hurt the average.
I think you're right. At the free throw line, Cody Sorensen knocks down the first free throw. We'll have another. Now a 9-point game, Northwest in front. Sorensen with the second. Good. He came into this game 2 of 5 at the free throw line, but knocks down 2 here. Northwest up 20-12. Wallace across midcourt. Dribbles to the right wing. Long bounce pass. Low post right side. Starzl off the glass and good through a double team. Dylan Starzl with 8 points. Back to the 10-point lead for the Bearcats. Their largest lead in this half at 12. 22-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Zell out front with the dribble. Long pass into the left corner for Morcourt. Drives the baseline. Up with the layup. Short rebound. Knocked loose by Starzl, but picked up in the lane by Morcourt and drops it in. 22-14, Northwest in front. Wallace walks it across the timeline. Met by Bazell. Dribbles out front. Gets a pick by Funk to the free throw line. Finds Funk on the pick and roll. Underneath the bucket. Kicks it right side for Williams. Out front. Crooker between the circles. Trying to dribble on the left side and dribble on Russell. Lobs it left side for Wallace. Wallace down the lane to the runner. High off the glass. Drops it down from the left. Now Wallace with his first bucket. Northwest in front, 24-14. Out front, Russell. Left high post, right side for Efkin Aaron. Now low right for Sorensen, posting up with Funk. In the lane, and Funk gets a hand on the ball, knocks it loose, but also will pick up the foul. Dan Nowakowski, the official, to make the call. That will be Tyler Funk's first foul. And will send Sorensen back to the free throw line.
For Lindenwood, Cody Sorensen is shooting two.
6'5 senior out of St. Charles. His high arching free throw is good. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line, accounting for all of his points. Haley and Schlake into the game for Northwest. Williams and Funk to the sideline. Playing for the Lions of Missouri Southern to playing for the Lions of Lindenwood. 27-18, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. And now Efkin Aaron going to the sideline. It looks like
he's got some blood on his right hand that they'll have to get, looks like a knuckle that they might have to get covered up. Or at least he had some on his hand. They're working on his bicep of his left hand. It looks like a scratch, maybe.
Efkin Aaron, a 6'8 senior out of Istanbul, Turkey. at one time is rare to see the foreign players in this part of the country play, but here in the last several years, seeing a lot of them play and contribute very well. On the right side, Aaron comes down with the rebound, breaks it out front for Brazard. Brazil now back left side for Sorensen, up with a shot on the block left with the left hand, and Sorensen makes it a 27-20 game, Northwest in front of London Wood. Across the timeline, left side, Wallace. Pressured by Bazell. It's a pick by Starzl. Out front is Slake between the circles. Back to Wallace on the right wing. Low post right for Starzl. It will get called for a foul. A little bit of an elbow trying to get some position before taking that pass as he is being posted up by Cody Sorensen, and Starzl pick up his second foul. 7-point Bearcat lead. They've led by as much as 12 in this first half. Sorensen on the right side. Bazell down the lane with the runner. Good. And he has 4 points, and that prompts a timeout by Northwest head coach Ben McCollum. Yes, Coach McCollum not real happy about the effort the last couple trips down, and Northwest Missouri State right now with 1:38 left in the half have a 27-22 lead. But Matt, going back to point you made a little bit earlier, Northwest playing maybe a little careless here the last couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, they were holding Lindenwood down quite a bit offensively, and I would say about the 3-minute mark or so, you really started to see Lindenwood start to put some points on the board. They probably scored maybe 10 of their 22 points within the last 3 to 4 minutes of this ball game.
27-22, Northwest Missouri State in front with 1:38 left in the half. Inbound to Connor Crooker. And he'll call out the play as he goes across the timeline right side, met by Russell. Left side pass, Wallace. It's a screen by Schlake. Free throw line, Wallace. Now back left side for Haley. Haley inside the arc near the free throw line. Goes a little left side for Schlake. A dribble in the lane. A little hook shot. Won't go. And the rebound fight for the board out of bounds. And Aaron trying to come up with the board on the baseline with the ball and had to avoid a photographer as well. And Northwest will get the ball.
Yeah, you look back and they were at 10 points. Lindenwood, that is, was at 10 points at the 5-minute mark of this first half, and now at 22 with 1:18 to go in the half.
7-0 run over the last 1:22. 27-22, Northwest Missouri staying in front. Wallace on the right side for Funk. Funk through the lane. Reverse layup off the right side. That was a tough layup as he had to adjust in midair. And Tyler Funk able to drop it down, and it's a 29-22 Northwest lead. Out between the circles, Cody Sorensen. On the right wing, Bazell. Out front right, Russell, a fadeaway three. Rims around and out. Tipped by Slake. Controlled by Wallace for Northwest. 29-22. Cats up with 47 seconds left in the half. Funk to the free throw line. Left side, Crooker. Backs out. Picked up by Russell and gets a screen by Funk. Now to Wallace on the left wing. 20 on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Wallace inside the arc. Left side. Takes the jumper. Nothing but net from 17. Matt Wallace with 4 points. Northwest up 31-22. 24 seconds left in the half. Giselle across the timeline, left side. Dribbles in front of the scorer's table as the Lions want to go for the last shot. Northwest backing off on defense just a little bit here. Now they will begin to pressure Brazil out front with 6 on the clock into the left side. Sorensen, a long 3 in front of the Bearcat bench. Rims out, fight for the board, knocked out of bounds with 0.6 seconds left. Haley trying to go for the rebound. I believe it will go off of Haley and it will belong to the Lions inbound baseline right. Richie Thompson into the game as Efkin Aaron goes to the sideline. So 0.6 seconds left in the half. Russell, quick lob, inbound, and it is tip in. Is it going to count? It is, as they got the inbound into the lane, and Thompson came into the game, leaped up and just tipped it down. So he gets credit for the bucket at the buzzer, and Northwest Missouri State will go into the locker room at halftime with a 31-24 lead over Lindenwood. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 2-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Arena, we're at the half, Northwest in front of Lindenwood, 31-24, along with Matt Quarter. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, overall, still a pretty good first half for Northwest, despite maybe the last three to 4 minutes of the first half, not quite as intense as what it was for the first portion of the half.
Yeah, 14 of the 24 points for Lindenwood came in the last 5 minutes of the half, so hopefully that's something that Northwest has kind of got out of their system, and they come out in the second half and play the entire second half the way they did the first 15 minutes. And I was talking on the defensive end because I don't think they fell off offensively necessarily. They just still worked the ball around, got some good shots, scored decent for a Northwest team, but it was the defense where we just saw them kind of tail off a little bit as the half went on.
31-24, Northwest in front of Lindenwood at halftime. When we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Northwest women's team, Mark Kellogg, after a good win for the Northwest women, a 69-40 victory over Lindenwood. We'll be back and have that for you right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, RE/MAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena at the half of the men's matchup, 31-24, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. As John mentioned, a 69-40 win for the Northwest women over Lindenwood earlier this evening. And joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, we saw a good second half out of your team on Saturday. We've seen some good second halves from your team this year. And another one here tonight. You had a two-point lead at the half, but still both ends of the floor held them to 16 points, scored 43. Not bad a second half.
Yeah, no, good second half and battled enough in the first half just to at least keep it close. And, you know, they junked it up and played some triangle and two and chased some of our shooters around. And, you know, I don't know if our kids have ever seen a defense like that, you know, ever. And I know they were kind of doing that with Merity and Ashley Nelson quite a bit, and I'm sure those two have never seen it, and they were defending Monique and not guarding her a whole lot, kind of daring her to shoot. And, you know, so, yeah, we've talked about it before, but you play these games, every team's going to give you a different look. It's good for us to see this. It may not be the first or last time that we see something like this throughout the season. But they responded really well in the second half.
I would think that that's got to be a big thing for you, is to see how the team does respond in a situation where they're seeing something that they didn't expect or something new.
Yeah, no, and we hadn't seen this on film either, so it wasn't like coaches where we saw this and did or didn't prepare them for it, as we hadn't seen anything like that. We only had four or five films to watch, and we had seen a lot of zone and some and full court pressure, and then they start in not a lot of pressure and playing those kind of defenses. So, no, good for us to adjust. I just thought we defended, and we finally got the game going a little bit at the right pace that allowed us to get some easy offense. But then we needed to get the ball inside to some of our bigs, and if we let them set up in their half-court possession, they were taking away all of our big space. So we knew if we were going to score in the paint, it needed to be early in the possession, and I thought we did that in the second half.
Now, we talked about some of the players that you were anticipating for them. Obviously, their leading scorer didn't play a big role. She did on the boards tonight, had 13 rebounds, but offensively, you didn't see any of them in double digits, and that's got to be a big factor.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, we wanted to make sure 25 didn't get many open looks, which she got a couple in the first half, and I don't think she got many in the second half. And then we needed to limit 21 on the inside, and we thought we had some kids that could probably limit her a little bit one-on-one without having to double-team or anything like that. And, you know, so we rebounded it well enough. You know, the turnovers, obviously, for us is an issue, and we've got to make sure we get that cleaned up. But if you're going to turn it over 24, you better go ahead and force 31 to make up for that.
Well, another thing that I'm sure you got to be happy about is rebounding. I know you didn't out-rebound them by a ton, but you talked about their size beforehand, that they were six and up, you know, in most positions, but you still out-rebounded them.
Yeah, no, I mean, we did. And like I've told you, I look at the offensive rebounding, you know, a little bit more than defensive rebounding, because shooting percentages play a little bit of piece of that. So we were even on the offensive boards, which was great. We shot it a little bit better than they did. So, yeah, you know, I mean, and free throws. I love that we got to the free throw line. We stayed on the attack, which we didn't do early in that game when they were playing those defenses. I mean, we were all just settling for perimeter mid-range shots, and I hate that mid-range. I mean, people don't practice it anymore. No one goes out there and just stands with your feet on the three-point line and shoots shots. So don't go out here in the game just because you're open, you know, like, shoot it. And kids look at you like, coach, but I'm open. It's like, yes, no kidding, you're open. That's what they want you to do. So we had no offensive rhythm. But then we finally figured out how to attack, get to the free throw line and we didn't settle. And Timber played pretty well, too, and she hit some big shots for us in that run.
So for you in conference play, is it going to be much of an adjustment? We had talked about earlier how you're used to, in the RMAC, playing Friday-Saturday conference games. Now you get a Wednesday-Saturday set in conference play, get a couple of days to work between games. Is that going to be nice to be able to have that between conference games?
Yeah, no, it is. It was weird. Kristen and I, Coach Mateo and I were talking. I was like, Coach, this is a Wednesday league game. We haven't had one of these in like 4 years. I don't even know what this is like. But then, yeah, I mean, we were playing too. And I guess in the back of my mind always was on the Friday night game is saving legs for Saturday night, where, you know, maybe this was a closer game. We actually could play kids even a little bit more, knowing you got the 2 days behind this game to get ready for a Saturday game. So, yeah, it does let you regroup a little bit, breathe, slow down and breathe, and watch this film and actually get better from this game before we even go into Kearney a ton, you know, probably Friday.
And as you do have that time to work, how much at this point of the season are you working on your team compared to preparing for Kearney?
Yeah, no, much more still on us. And, you know, that would change over time. But all these teams, well, except for maybe Kearney, because I have played against Kearney here the last few years. But, like, I don't know any of these teams. I don't know these coaches. I don't know what they're traditionally playing or how they look or what they do. So, you know, having a game or two or a couple films to watch doesn't really give you the greatest look. So, again, it's still just keep preparing for us, keep trying to think of what teams will do or could do against us, and then just make sure our kids are prepared as possible for that moment.
And hopefully those coaches not knowing you very well could be a factor as well.
Yeah, no, they won't know me in the way I coach. They'll have some, obviously, some personnel things they may know because they've seen some of our players before, and they statistically you can get some of that. But, yeah, you know, we're playing a lot of different ways. I mean, tonight was basically the whole press in the zone. You know, the other day we had to get out of that 8 minutes in, and we never went back to it and played man the whole night. But in a way I like that because we can play different teams different ways. This was a game we went into thinking our press could turn them over. They didn't shoot a ton of threes, all they, you know, on the year, but they shoot at a pretty good percentage. But we thought we could speed them up enough and still take away space inside.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you on Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Women. Again, their win tonight, 69-40 over Lindenwood at the half of the men's game, 31-24. The Northwest men with the lead. John will be back to look at first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Four high school student athletes have announced their intentions during the early signing period to join the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Paige Orig of Norfolk, Nebraska, Cassidy Lee of Kearney, Missouri, Bailey Scarborough of Maryville, and Tori Blythe of Maysville, Missouri. Oreg is a three-time All-State selection in Nebraska. Lee is a three-time All-Conference and All-District pick. Scarborough is a two-time All-State and three-time All-District selection. And Blythe is a four-time All-Conference and All-State athlete. The four student athletes will join the Bearcats softball program for the 2014 season. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. And welcome back to Halftime. Northwest Missouri State up at the half 31-24 as they lead at Lindenwood. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, the totals, Northwest in the first half, shooting 45% from the field, a 14 of 34. Struggling a bit from three-point range, just 2 of 6 from there, and they've been to the free-throw line just twice and 1 of 2 at the free-throw line. 6 turnovers for Northwest, 8 for Lindenwood. Rebounding totals, 19-18. Northwest out-rebounding, a very good Lindenwood team right now by 1 rebound. Lindenwood came into this game with plus 14 in rebounding margin, which is first and the MIAA, and Northwest hanging with Lindenwood in that category. For Lindenwood, 33% from the field, 8 of 24. They're 0 of 6 from three-point range. They are 8 of 11, though, at the free-throw line. Northwest, one player in double figures, D'Angelo Haley with 12. And for Lindenwood, no one in double figures. They're paced by Cody Sorensen with 7 points. So that's the way some of the totals look here at halftime. Again, Northwest Missouri State in front, 31-24, Northwest in the first half. At one point, led by 12. They were up by 12 with 5:58 left in the first half. That was their largest lead of the half. And for Lindenwood, they've never led out of the first half. And again, we are at the half. As halftime winding down, Northwest Missouri State 31 and Lindenwood 24. We're back set for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team up on Lindenwood, 31-24 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, talked a little bit about this during the women's game. Big announcement down in St. Joseph this morning as the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Todd Smith, announced he'll be retiring at the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, and Missouri Western basketball and Tom Smith have gone hand in hand for, a quarter of a century. So it will be a little bit different starting next season to see somebody different on the sideline there. We have seen him there for so long. He's the epitome of a Griffin, you know. So he'll finish out this season, kind of have that final tour through the MIAA. Said that he knew, had the feeling that it would be at the end of this year he was going to retire, so he'd just make the announcement now, which, you know, probably for the program's not a bad idea because it gives them an opportunity to get some thoughts on how they want to go in terms of a coach and still kind of keep up recruiting and be in the same timeliness with recruiting and stuff like that. But, it definitely will be interesting next year to see somebody different on the sidelines there.
All right, now the most wins of any active coach in the MIAA in men's basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's seen a lot of coaches come and go, and that's what happens when you have such a long tenure at one school, which is really hard to do at any school these days.
Lindenwood will inbound to start the second half as they go from our left to our right in their trailing black uniforms trimmed with the white numerals and the powder gold trim. And for Northwest, again, their new uniforms, all white uniforms with the green numerals and black and green horizontal stripes on the side of their shorts. On the left side is Marquardt through the lane, misses the shot, rebound tipped high in the air, and so on the baseline, being able to stay in bounds just long enough to get the rebound and the alley pass. Haley out to the top of Key Wallace, back to Haley on the left wing. Haley a strong first half with 12 points. Sullivan now to Wallace right side. Slake and Starles will round out the starting five for the second half. Same five that started the game. Sullivan on the right wing, out between the circles. Wallace now right side, Sullivan.
Bounce pass high post right. Starzl back to Sullivan. Cross court left side. Walls baseline left for Starzl. In the lane with the dribble. Shot blocked out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest off of Brett Thompson. Brett Thompson not real happy with that call. Brett picked up a couple of early fouls in the first half and set for a lot of the half for Lindenwood. Inbound into the right corner. Finds Haley. Now to Wallace. Gets a screen by Starzl. Free throw line left. Out front high post right for Slake. Out to Haley. Down the lane he goes. A runner on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound. The putback by Slake is good. Kyle Slake knocks down the bucket after the rebound. 33-24, Northwest Missouri State in front.
D'Angelo Haley, it might have rolled an ankle coming down or even going up with that shot on that last play. They kind of stop play here while he tries to run it out, whether it be an ankle or a knee or something, to kind of tweak something on that shot.
Hopefully he'll be okay. He's, again, off to a good start to this season. Coming into this game, averaging almost 15 points a game to go along with five rebounds. 33-24, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Between the circles, Gazelle on the right side is Marquardt. Out front finds Brett Thompson, the 6'11 player. On the left wing, open Sorensen. He'll take the three, nothing but net. Cody Sorensen, a valuable player for this Lindenwood team. He can post up inside at 6'5, but step out and knock down the three. And it's a 33-27 game, Northwest in front of the Lions. Sullivan, right side Wallace. Low post right for Starzl, kicks a right wing. A three on the way, and nothing but net for D'Angelo Haley. Appears to be okay. 36-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. 18:15 left in the game. Out front, Sorensen. Hands off to Marquardt. Alva weave down the lane left to the baseline. Cut off. Being shadowed by Sullivan. Out front, Northwest staying in man-to-man defense. Between the circles, Bazelle drives down the lane. A little scoop layup won't go. Rebound Slate. And he clears it to Wallace. A long pass down the right sideline. Finds Haley. Thought about the three on the wing. Instead to Wallace. Now left side for Sullivan to the left baseline. Cut off. Slate brings it right side Wallace. Right side finds Haley on the wing. Screen by Slake. Through the lane. A runner is off the front of the rim. Barely grazed it. Rebound elbow left by Starzl. Now to Sullivan left wing. Cross court right side Wallace. Bounce pass a little right for Slake. Kicks it back to Wallace on the right wing. Free throw line. Into the left corner. Finds Haley. He wants another three. This one rims out. Rebound into the right corner. Chased down by Starzl for Northwest. And the Cats with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. 36-27. Northwest up with 17-16 left in the game. Wallace to the top of the key. Dribbles down the lane right. Out front Sullivan left side. Bounce pass. Low left for Starzl. In a double team. Brings it left side. Haley. Out of Wallace. Left open. Top of the key. Three on the way. Good. Matt Wallace with just his second three of the season. Makes it a 39-27 Bearcat lead. Out between the circles, Cody Sorensen, and a timeout by Lindenwood head coach Brad Soderberg. Northwest 39, Lindenwood 27. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
39-27 Northwest in front of Lindenwood. The Cats on a 6-0 run right now with the last 1:34. Again, they lead Lindenwood. They led the entire way. They had a 12-point lead at one point in the first half. But right now, coming out in the second half, Madden looking pretty good.
Yeah, they really have. I think they stepped it back up to where they were early on in the ball game. They weren't where they were at the last 5 minutes of that first half, which is going to be positive, especially the longer they stick with that here in the second.
Lions with the inbound following the timeout. Alex Bazell on the left side. Finds Sorensen on the wing. Out front right side, Bazell. Back to Sorensen. Steps out on the arc. Wants the three over Starzl. Knocks it down. Second straight three-pointer by Cody Sorensen. And now a nine-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 39-30. Across the timeline, Wallace. Hands off. Finds Sullivan between the circles. Back to Wallace on the right side. One dribble back to Sullivan. Left side gets a screen by Slake on the left wing. The three on the way. Good. Alex Sullivan with his first three of the game. And he has 5 points. In Northwest up 42-30. On the right side, Marquardt with the jumper. Rims around it out. Rebound Slake. Clears it to Sullivan. Into the front court right side. As Cass pushes it down the floor through the lane. A runner by Alex on the way. Good. And a foul. And it's going to be a block on Lindenwood.
Lindenwood is... their coaching staff has not been happy with the calls that they've been getting and or not getting in this second half. And that one they thought was an offensive foul really has the coaching staff up and going.
Zell picks up the foul, his first. They count the bucket. Dan Sullivan going to the free throw line. Sullivan with 7 points, five of those coming in the last 30 seconds. Goes back to the free throw line. And it's on the way, good. 89% shooter on the season. Cats up by 15. Across the timeline on the right side, Bazell. Out between the circles. Dribbles left on Wallace to the left wing as the 6'11 Brett Thompson steps out. Takes the pass. Now to Sorensen at the free throw line. Low right side. And high off the glass. It is good. Whistle and a foul as they got it to Richie Thompson inside. The foul coming up on Northwest. And they'll count the bucket. Richie Thompson with 6 points. Foul goes on Haley. That's his second. Is Richie Thompson right at the buzzer at the end of the first half. Came in with 0.6 seconds left in the half. Took the inbound in the lane. Tipped it in for the shot at the buzzer. His free throw misses and the rebound alien Northwest. Into the front court right side. Now to Wallace. Wallace pulls up free throw line right. Finds stars the low post right side. Up the shot won't go. Ball ricochets in the lane and controlled by Brett Thompson for Lindenwood. Now the left side Bazell to the top of the key. Dribbles right wing. Now down the lane, left pulls up, out between the circles, Sorensen. Sorensen, hands off, finds Marquardt. Out between the circles. Now left side, Bazell. Dribbles right side, gets a screen by Sorensen, dribbles to the right baseline, and brings it out front with the pass. Sorensen, now back into the right sideline, Bazell. Trying to drive on Wallace. Dribbles out to the right wing, ball fake, gets Wallace up the air, down a fadeaway jumper from long range, rims around it out, Sullivan with the board for the Cats. Alan Wallace down the left sideline, 45-32, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Into the lane goes Wallace, kicks it back right side, Haley, now to Sullivan, left wing. Passes, finds Slake in the left corner, back to Sullivan, left side, now to Wallace, right. Shot clock at 15. Wallace to the free throw line. Now to Haley up front, a long three is good. D'Angelo Haley. His last three field goals being three-pointers. He's got 18 points. Northwest in front, 48-32. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Brett Thompson on the left wing. High post, finds Sorensen. Bounce pass into the lane. Richie Thompson up with a shot. Rims around and out. And D'Angelo Haley will get called for another foul. Haley picks up his third, breaking the action. 14-17 left in the game. Northwest 48, Lindenwood 32. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
A bull born and raised at the R.T. Wright Farm at Northwest Missouri State University won Reserve Grand Champion at the American Royal Livestock Show November 4th in Kansas City. Northwest Department of Agricultural Sciences exhibited the bull along with a second bull, which won third place. The department also showed three heifers that placed second, third, and fifth in their classes. The bull won grand champion as a calf at last year's American Royal Livestock Show.
48-32, Northwest in front of Lindenwood with Matt Quarter. I'm John Coffey. Northwest on a 9-2 run over the last 2:03, and they're out to their largest lead of the game now at 16.
Now we just want to see them keep this up. They played this way through 15 minutes of that first half. We're seeing them move the ball well on offense, continuing to do that, and continuing to frustrate Lindenwood on defense.
Tyler Funk into the game for Northwest. As D'Angelo Haley goes to the sideline, he picked up his third foul prior to the timeout, sending Richie Thompson to the free throw line. Thompson, a 71% shooter on the season, 0 of 1 from there this evening. And first one good. 7 points for Thompson. 48-33, Northwest in front. One more free throw for the 6'5 senior out of Harvey, Illinois. Rims around and out. Fight for the rebound between Sullivan and Funk, and Sullivan will control it for Northwest. And the Cats up, 48-33. Into the front court, Wallace. Now to Funk on the left side for Bryson Williams. Into the right corner, Sullivan, a fadeaway three. Got it. Alex Sullivan with his second three of the game. He's in double figures now with 11. 51-33 Northwest. On the left side, Marquardt. Goes low left side, Sorensen trying to post up with Funk. Out to the top of the key, Marquardt. A top of the key three. He drains it. It's his first three of the game, ninth of the season. And Northwest in front, 51-36.
Northwest, 2 of 6 on threes in the first half. They are 5 of 6 on threes in the second half.
Like the second half, much better out of that.
Absolutely.
Sullivan out between the circles. Wallace back to Sullivan right side. Another three, and this one out the front of the rim. And Funk crashing the boards in the lane. Comes away with it for the Cats. Wallace into the left corner. Sullivan now penetrates through the lane. Up where the little runner won't go. Rebound tipped underneath the bucket. Out of bounds. It is off of Funk trying to fight for it inside with Sorensen. And the Cats will go back on defense.
And then after the ball goes out of bounds, Tyler Funk trying to say it was Northwest basketball, but he pointed towards Lindenwood's end, so he got the point. But
yeah. Officials agreed with him at that point.
Yeah.
51-36, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Mizell across the timeline between the circles. Left side pass for Brandon Marquardt. Mouse pass out front for Efkin Aaron. Back to Mizell, left wing, a long three. It's up and nothing but net off that left wing. Mizell with his first three of the game. Seventh of the season, 51-39. Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace across the timeline, left hands off to Williams. Cross court right side, Sullivan. Going with the left hand. Now to Will Williams on the left side. Worked the screen by Funk, takes it out front. Now Wallace left side. Wallace through the lane. Little right-handed runner off the front of the rim. Comes up short. And the rebound, Bazell for Lindenwood on the fast break. Accelerates down the lane to the right side. Dribbles into the right corner. Wallace there on defense. Out between the circles, Marquardt. Right side for Bazell. On the right wing, Marquardt. Long pass left side. Finds Richie Thompson. Now to Russell. And this pass tipped, and it will belong to Northwest as it will go off of Lindenwood out of bounds. Brent Thompson back in for Lindenwood as Aaron goes to the sideline. Now Sullivan to get a breather, and Connor Crooker into the game.
Yeah, there were two Lindenwood players over there, and he kind of put it right halfway between the two of them. Neither of them had a shot at it.
So Wallace will handle the point duties. He'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side in front of the scorer's table. Now top of the key. And a hook pass underneath for Starzl on the right side after the dribble up with a shot and a foul as he'll go to the free throw line out of a double team. And this will go on Brett Thompson, and that will be number three on Thompson. Picked up two early fouls. Thompson not happy about this one either.
Well, I tell you, the Lindenwood as a team, all the way from the coaching staff to the players, are letting calls bother them enough that it's taken their mind off the game.
Starzl at the line. 0 of 1 at tonight. Now 1 of 2 as he knocks down the first one.
You'll hear a lot of coaches say you just need to have a short memory. You have to be able to move on, forget about anything that just happened. But it's getting tougher for Lindenwood as this game goes on.
Sorensen and Marquardt to the sideline. Actually, Sorensen back into the ballgame. Marquardt to the sideline, and Brett Thompson to the bench as well as Richie Thompson back into the game. And the rebound pulled away by Russell for Lindenwood as Starzl misses the free throw. 52-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Thompson out front. That's Richie Thompson. Gives it right side for Darius Smith. Now on the right for Alex Bazell. Picked up by Wallace. Tries to lob it low on the blocks, and he led Sorensen too far. It goes out of bounds. That'll belong to Northwest. 52-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. 18-point lead. Largest of the game. Out front, Wallace at the top of the key. Left side, Funk. Back to Wallace on the right side. Low right for Starzl. Starzl, one dribble. Kicks it back out front, Wallace. He'll drive through the lane all the way to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the layup. The put back by Funk won't go. And the rebound pulled away by Thompson for Lindenwood. Now to Bazell. Out front for Sorensen. Right side, Darius Smith. Top of the key, Russell. Russell on the left wing for Bazell. Drives on Starzl to the baseline. Cut off. Out front left for Darius Smith. Smith, free throw line down the lane as he was bumped trying to drive down the lane. Whistle and a foul coming up. And this one going on Bryston Williams. Bryston will pick up his second foul. Team's third. I guess Grant Kozad off the bench and into the game. Gave Northwest some valuable minutes in the first half. Seeing his first action of the second. Dylan Starzl goes to the sideline. 52-39, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Inbound on the right side, Bazell. Out between the circles for Cody Sorensen. Back to Bazell on the right wing. Top of the key, Russell. Bazell on the right side, shot clock at 25, 10:42 left in the game. Out front left, Richie Thompson, a long jumper, rims around out. Williams with rebound, Northwest, gives it to Wallace from our right to our left on the break. Didn't have the number, slows it up. Left side, Williams. Now to Connor Kirker out front. Right side, Wallace. Back to Funk on the right wing. He'll take the three. A little bit hard, and the rebound at the free throw line. Pulled down by Bazell for Lindenwood. On the break, left to right. Nothing there, and he'll slow things up and allow his team to set up the offense. Richie Thompson out front. Right side, Russell. Right in front of the Lindenwood bench. Now drives through the lane. Dishes on the baseline underneath the bucket before Thompson leans back out. Puts the shot up and in, and a foul. Richie Thompson will get the bucket and a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Fouled by Bryson Williams. That will be his third. Thompson, a 6'5 senior, transfer in from Kirkwood Community College. Came into this game leading the MIAA in rebounding, averaging about 8 points and 9 boards a game. Has 9 points this evening. ...71% shooter at the free throw line, 1 of 3 this evening. And the front end of a 1-1, or actually a 3-point trip down the floor as he hit that free throw, or hit that shot and was fouled prior to that. Now it's a 10-point game, 52-42. Northwest was up by 18 at one point, now cut down to 10. Out between the circles, Wallace. High post left for Kozad in the lane. That little hook shot rims around and out. And the rebound inside put away by Richie Thompson for Lindenwood. Now that goes to Smith. Smith to the right side. Out front finds Thompson once again. Russell on the left wing. Worth the dribble. Stops, pops, jumper on the left side from 15. No. Rebound on the floor to Williams and Northwest. He'll bring it down the floor right to left. Out left side finds Wallace into the front court. Dribbling on Darius Smith. Gets a screen by Kozad. Free throw line right jumper. Too hard in the rebound. And the lane pulled away by Richie Thompson once again for Lindenwood. On the break left side, Russell wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped in the air by Kozad. Controlled by Williams for Northwest. And the Cats up by 10. Just under 10 minutes left in the game. Across the timeline and left, Wallace. Dribbles right side. Pulls that ball stripped out loose and picked up by Darius Smith for Lindenwood. Into the front court left side. Slows the pace up. Dribble to the right. And now out between the circles finds a Richie Thompson and a timeout. Lindenwood breaking the action. 8:49 left in the game. Northwest 52. Lindenwood 42. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout. Check that. Yeah, back in a minute. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
52-42, Northwest in front of Lindenwood with 8:49 left in the game. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Lindenwood will inbound off the left sideline, having it in their front court. Inbound to Darius Smith, back left side, Russell. Now top of the key for Efkin Aaron. Back left side, gets it to Smith. Smith picked up by D'Angelo Haley, who came in during the timeout. Filling right side with 8 on the shot clock to the baseline, to the bucket, and off the glass won't go. Rebound tip and a foul. Kozak fighting for the rebound with Richie Thompson, and I believe Kozak gets called for the reach over. That'll be his third foul. And we have a break in the action now with 8:27 left, 52-42. Northwest with the lead over Lindenwood. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
52-42, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Lindenwood with the inbound, low left side with it is Brett Thompson, who just entered the game. The 6'11 player tries to spin left and gets called for a travel, trying to post up inside with Dylan Starzl. Another good job on the defense for Northwest.
About 6 minutes ago, Alex Sullivan hit a three to give Northwest that 18-point lead. And since that point, it's a 9-1 run for Lindenwood. That's why they've been able to trim it to 10.
52-42, Northwest up. Slake with it on the right side, finds Haley. Out between the circles, left for Crooker at the top of the key. Right side for Haley, now to Sullivan. Sullivan on the right wing. Through the lane, into the left corner. Crooker, a left-handed three on the way. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Sullivan clears it away into the right corner. Pulls up right to the free throw line between the circles for Haley. With 7:50 left in the game, Northwest trying to run the offense. Haley, top of the key. Bounce pass, low right. Starzl kicks it back out front for Haley. 23 on the shot clock. Crooker on the left side. Cross court right, Sullivan. Low in the lane, cutting through with Starzl. Won't go. Rebound, Slake left the lane. Up with a shot off the glass and good. Slake with 4 points with a rebound in the bucket. And Northwest in front, 54-42. Darius Smith, the sophomore guard out of St. Louis, into the front court right side for Richie Thompson. Out front right for Efkin Aaron. Cross court left goes to Marcourt. Bounce pass left side, Smith. Darius Smith with the dribble out between the circles. Right of the lane for Aaron. Drives on Slake, pulls up at the elbow right side. Out between the circles, Smith. Shot clock's down to 8. Smith down the lane left, driving on Sullivan. Shot spotted away by Starzl. Came over on the help side defense. Goes to Crooker and out to Sullivan. Down the lane, through the lane, to the bucket. Up and a shot blocked out of bounds. Richie Thompson got the block. His fourth of the season. Northwest inbound baseline right. Marquardt to the sideline. Bazell back in. 54-42. Northwest Missouri State in front. Crooker to inbound. Baseline right. Trying to get the inbound. But before he does, we've got a foul, and this one to go on Lindenwood. Darius Smith, or check that, Richie Thompson will pick up the foul. That will be foul number three on Thompson. A little bit of fight for position before the inbound. Now Crooker, inbound right corner, Sullivan. Dribble between the circles, gives it up to Crooker. Crooker with the dribble right side. Now left for Haley. Haley, top of the key, through the lane, kicks it back right side, Sullivan. Sullivan now backs out top of the key, bounce pass high left side for Starzl. Throws it away, trying to get it to Crooker. Cut right, pass goes behind him and goes into the backcourt, and over and back call coming up on Northwest. Cats up by 12 with 6:26 left in the game. They've led by as much as 18 in the second half. Zell high post right for Thompson. Hands off back to Bazell, drives and hits the layup on the give and go. Alex Bazell with now 9 points. 10-point game, Northwest in front, 54-44. Crooker across the timeline, left side. Right side pass for Haley. D'Angelo at the top of the key, free throw line, jump stop into the lane, forces the shot inside, blocked loose by Thompson, picked up by Aaron, and here comes Lindenwood on a two-on-two break down the lane. Smith's shot is rejected out of bounds by D'Angelo Haley. An impressive block knocks it out of bounds. Lindenwood, though, will inbound. Cats want a timeout, 5:52 left in the game. Northwest 54, Lindenwood 44. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
54-44, Northwest in front of Lindenwood with 5:52 left in the game. Cats have never trailed. Lindenwood trying to get back in this one after trailing by 18 and a half. Inbound out front right side for the 6'11 Brett Thompson. Hands off for Efkin Aaron. Out of Bazell. Find the scorer's table off the right side. To Thompson, top of the key. Bazell right side. Doing to the right corner. 13 on the shot clock. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Drives to the baseline underneath the bucket. Kicks it back right side. Aaron with the three attempt with the left hand. Rims around and out front. Rebound for Brett Thompson. Clears it out front. Bazell once again. Now left side Smith. The three is good. Nothing but net off the left side for Darius Smith. It's getting serious again. 54-47 Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Four-court pressure out of the Lions. Inbound to Sullivan. Now to Wallace. There'll be pressure by Darius Smith as he'll take it across midcourt right side. Going to the right wing. Pulls up. Finds top of the key. D'Angelo Haley. Left side Sullivan. The long three in front of the Bearcat bench is good. Hit the front of the rim and rolled in. Alex Sullivan with a big three. He's got 14 points tonight, and the Northwest needed that bucket. Up by 10 once again. Bazell off the right side. High right side with it for Thompson. Hands off back to Bazell. Inside the arc, the jumper over Starzl. Too hard. Rebound out front. Hustling after Sullivan. Dives on the floor. Comes up with it. Tries to get rid of it to Wallace, who in front of the scorer's table tries to save it back in bounds. Unfortunately, couldn't get there in time. It'll belong to Leonard Wood after breaking the action. 4:34 left in the game. Northwest 57, Lindenwood 47. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville.
More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
57-47, Northwest Missouri State with a 10-point lead over Lindenwood with 4:34 left in the game. Cats at 1 point, up by 18 in this half. Lindenwood came back, made it a 7-point game just a moment ago, but now back to 10 after that 3-pointer by Alex Sullivan. Lindenwood to inbound, right in front of the scores table. They go into the backcourt for Darius Smith. Guarded by Sullivan, takes it across midcourt left side. Bounce pass to the left wing, Thompson. That is Richie Thompson. Out front for Brett Thompson. Brett, the 6'11 player, holds on to it to the left wing. Hands off, gets it to Richie Thompson. He'll drive on Starzl to the free throw line, backs out. High post pass goes to Brett Thompson. Spins on Slake. Ball fake up with a shot off the glass. Won't go, but that got Slake up in the air, and he'll commit the foul. Let's get Brett Thompson to the free throw line. Kyle Slake picks up his second. Brett Thompson, who played in all 31 games last year for Lindenwood, started in 27 of those. Getting a transfer from St. Louis University. Played in 30 games for the Billikens and started 7 during his time there. His free throw is good.
He's kind of been battling some foul trouble tonight and has just 3 points. So basically he's been ineffective offensively. He does have 7 rebounds, but been ineffective offensively for Lindenwood.
Makes it a 9-point game. Second free throw, it's good as well. So 57-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pressure off the inbound as it comes into Wallace. 4:10 left in the game. Wallace across midcourt right side. Ball knocked loose, picks it back up as he's into the front court. Down on a knee with the ball, and will be timeout coming up as they get the timeout. 4:02 left, Northwest Missouri State 57 and Lindenwood 49. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
57-49, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Bearcats will inbound on the far side from us as they have the ball going from our right to our left in this second half. D'Angelo Haley will inbound into the backcourt and get it to Wallace. He'll take it back into the frontcourt left side, guarded by Darius Smith. Out of Slake. Right wing for Haley. Left-handed dribble out front. Left side pass for Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key to the free throw line. Now to Alex Sullivan. Bounce pass along the blocks left for Starzl. Spins around with the left hand and puts it off the glass. He's in double figures with 10 points and makes it a 10-point game once again. Northwest up 59-49. Left wing, Richie Thompson. Out between the circles, Darius Smith. Now to Buzzle. Ball fake on Wallace, drives to the left baseline. Now a fadeaway runner is good over Starzl.
Alex Buzzell.
Buzzell now with 11 points, 59-51. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 3:16 left. Across the timeline, Wallace, front of the scorer's table. It's a screen by Starzl, free throw line right, pulls up the dribble. Now to Haley on the left side. Shot clock down to 17. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Haley has his dribble stolen by Darius Smith. Just a careless play that time. Smith to the top of the key to the free throw line. Backs out. Finds Buzzell left wing. A three on the way. A big three is good. That turnover hurts as Buzzell knocks down the three on the left side. Makes it a 59-54 game. Northwest in front with 2:43 left.
Haley just very nonchalant with the basketball.
Across the timeline on the right side, Wallace. Right wing for Sullivan. Top the key with the dribble. Left side, Wallace. Now Wallace, free throw line through the lane. Finds Sullivan, right side, ball fake. Drives the baseline. And a shot blocked out of bounds by Brett Thompson. It'll belong to Northwest with 13 on the shot clock. 2:25 left in the game. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 59-54. Wallace looking to inbound. Lobs it out front, stolen by Buzzell out front. And it's Buzzell through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup is good. He's come up with some big plays in the last couple of minutes. He has 16 points total and a 3-point game now. Northwest Missouri State up 59-56. The timeout Northwest. We'll keep it here with 2:14 left. Lyndon Wood has never led in this game. Northwest built as big as a lead as 18. That was with 14:06 left in the game. Since then, Lyndon Wood's been chipping away at that lead, and it's now down to 3.
Just some very careless mistakes by Northwest, something we hadn't seen most of the game, and we're starting to see the end of this half very similar to the end of the first half, where the last 4 or 5 minutes of the half, Northwest just not looking like they did throughout the bulk of the ball game. I mean, the last 2 possessions for Northwest, both turnovers, just very, very careless mistakes.
Turnovers even between the two teams at 11, but those last 2 really hurt.
Yeah, timing of turnovers can sometimes be bigger than the number of turnovers.
Tyler Funk into the game for Northwest, along with Wallace, Sullivan, Starzl, and Haley. Wallace will take it across the timeline. Again, Northwest by 3. They've never trailed in this game. Wallace to the right side. Goes low right side now for Starzl. Starzl midway down the lane. Takes the pass. Wants to drive on Brett Thompson. Fadeaway jumper in the lane off the front of the rim. Rebound to Richie Thompson. And it's Lyndon Wood with it across the timeline right side. Alex Bazell out between the circles with 1:50 left in the game. On the left side, Cody Sorensen. Out front right side, Bazell. Drives on Wallace, back pedals. 20 on the shot clock, out between the circles. Sets up a long 3 over Wallace. Rims around, rebound loose underneath the bucket, out of bounds. It will belong to Lyndon Wood with 1:35 left in the game. And Lyndon Wood wants to talk it over. We'll keep it here. 1:35 left. Northwest holding on to that 3-point lead, 59-56. Lyndon Wood, a team that averages 86 points per game. Northwest has been able to keep the score down, but Northwest fighting to hold on here and with the lead at 3.
We talk a lot, I know, about how teams and players reflect their head coaches. A lot of times we're talking about that because the team's complaining and you see the head coach do that. But with Lyndon Wood, it's just the opposite. They reflect their head coach. The coach Soderberg has been so relaxed and calm through the slides of this game and the bad parts of this game that his team right now is playing calm and relaxed, and that's what has allowed them to come back in this ballgame.
59-56, Northwest in front. Lyndon Wood will inbound. Alex Bazell on the baseline left gets the inbound to Brett Thompson. Thompson out front, left side for Smith. Backs out. Wants to drive on Sullivan. Gives it up left side for Sorensen. Right side for Smith. Ball nearly knocked loose by Sullivan. Leaps down, tries to tie up, and he does. Ties up Derek Smith after knocking the ball loose. Possession arrow gives it to Northwest with 1:20 left. That's a big defensive play by Alex Sullivan.
Yeah, absolutely was. And a careless mistake now by Lyndon Wood.
Northwest will inbound in front of the Lyndon Wood bench as Funk gets the inbound against full court pressure. Gives it to Sullivan and now to Wallace, who's fouled in the backcourt by Derek Smith. With 1:15 left, Northwest up by 3, 59-56. That's the 4th team foul on Lyndon Wood, so Northwest will inbound again in front of the Lion bench.
This is one of those times where you wish you had more fouls in the half, because Lyndon Wood would like them to have to shoot free throws.
And another quick foul. Inbound comes to Sullivan. That'll be the 5th team foul. 1:14 left in the game. And Northwest holding on to a 3-point lead. The Bearcats have never trailed in this game. Led by as much as 18 in the second half. Inbound, nearly stolen, and it goes out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest as Alex Bazell knocked the ball to the scorer's table, right in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. Buck now to inbound. Trying to inbound, and it's tipped away and picked up by Richie Thompson. Through the lane, his pass knocked loose by Haley. Now right side with it is Smith. Diving after it is Funk on the floor, and it's finally controlled by Brett Thompson for Lyndon Wood. Another turnover by Northwest. 1 minute left, Northwest up by 3. Bazell left side gets caught up in there, lobs the pass right side for Smith. 17 on the shot clock. Derek Smith back pedals between the circles. 13 on the shot clock now. 48 seconds left in the game. Derek Smith through the lane. A little runner on the way off the front of the rim. Won't go. Rebound on the baseline. Loose whistle. And we got a foul inside. And this looks to go on Northwest.
Tyler Funk thought that he was going to get a held ball call out of it. What he didn't know is D'Angelo Haley had a hold of the arm on the inside to keep that held ball from being called.
Haley with his 4th foul, 7th team foul on Northwest. And Richie Thompson at the free throw line steps to the line. And high is the bucket. The free throw is good. So Thompson knocks down the free throw. He has 11 points. It's now 3 of 5 at the free throw line. It's a two-point game. Northwest in front, 59-57. Second free throw on the way for Richie Thompson. The senior eyes the bucket. Free throw is good. Two big free throws by Thompson. And now one-point game. Northwest in front, 59-58. Cats can't afford a turnover. And off the inbound, the ball is kicked. It will belong to Northwest. 42 seconds left in the game. 35 on the shot clock as Northwest will try to inbound. Clock in. Ants Lake to the sideline.
We have seen Lindenwood score the last 9 points of this ball game.
Buck with the inbound, right side for Haley. Dribbling on the sideline and is fouled by Richie Thompson. That will be the sixth team foul on Lindenwood, so Northwest to inbound again.
And Lindenwood head coach Brad Soderberg saying no more on the fouls. I don't even know that I would have committed that sixth foul, the position that they're in right now, because you know you're going to get the basketball back because of the way the shot clock is, so there's no need to foul. Just play good, solid defense.
38 seconds left in the game, 33 on the shot clock. Wallace across the timeline with the behind-the-back dribble. Right there, left, into the front court, right side, finds Haley, who backpedals. 25 on the shot clock, 27 on the game clock. Northwest by 1, 59-58. Trying to hold off Lindenwood. Haley with 16 on the shot clock. Now front right side for Wallace, who's picked up by Darius Smith. Dribbles left. Smith reaches in and commits the foul. That stops the clock with 14 seconds left.
By doing this, even with two free throws, Lindenwood still has a chance to tie, and they've got 14 seconds to work with. So you wait any longer to commit that foul, you really limit yourself on what you can do in terms of the time on the clock. So while Lindenwood is hoping for a miss here on the free throw, even if two of them go in, they'd still have a chance to tie, and they've been shooting well from the outside recently.
Wallace, one and one opportunity, the front end of the one and one, takes a bounce high in the air and drops in. It's his first trip to the free throw line. He's a 61% shooter on the season. Gives Northwest a two-point lead, 60-58, with 14 seconds left. Now Wallace back to the line. Sights, shoots, and misses as it rims around and out. Fight for the rebound and a foul as Haley trying to fight for the board with Alex Bazell, and they'll go to the other end.
So now Lindenwood's going to have an opportunity to tie this game from the free throw line, but it would give Northwest, barring an offensive rebound on a miss, it would give Northwest a chance to have the last possession of the game and then either take it to overtime or get a shot to go down.
Bazell going to the free throw line, where he's an 82% shooter this year, 42 of 51 as he'll step up. It's his first trip to the line tonight. He has 16 points, and he's hit some big buckets late in this ballgame. 12.7 seconds left for an end of the 1-1 is good.
Now on this shot, the one thing Northwest can't do is give up an offensive rebound on a miss.
At the free throw line, Bazell, a one-point game. Northwest in front, 60-59, and we're tied at 60 as Bazell hits the second free throw. And we've got a timeout with 12.7 seconds left, tied up at 60. Northwest has never trailed in this game. They've led by as much as 18 in this second half, only to see Lindenwood fight their way back.
Well, we've seen games where teams only lead a couple of seconds, but it's the last couple of seconds of the game. For Northwest right now, the strategy is get down. Unless you have a wide-open layup or something maybe inside of 6 feet, you're going to work to take that absolute final last shot. You don't want to give Lindenwood any opportunity here. Worst-case scenario for Northwest, if you get that last shot off, you go to overtime. So don't turn the ball over and make sure you take the shot right as the time is expiring so that, like I said, then the potential, the worst-case scenario is an overtime.
Bryson Williams into the game along with Matt Wallace. Now Connor Crooker comes into the game along with Alex Sullivan and also Dylan Starzl. Pressure off the inbound. It comes into Wallace. He'll handle the point duties with 10 seconds left in regulation. We're tied at 60. Into the front court, Wallace. Dribbles right side with 5 seconds. Right side, Sullivan to the baseline. Underneath the bucket, up with a shot. Blocked away. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. And they will wave things off, and we will go to overtime. So Northwest on 18-point lead shrink down to a tie game at the end of regulation. We're tied at 60. They'll put five on the clock, and we'll see what happens in overtime at this first meeting between Northwest and Lindenwood in MIAA play.
The last 3 minutes and 13 seconds of regulation, Lindenwood outscored Northwest 11-1. Now, a lot of times you see teams that make a double-digit comeback, especially late in the ball game, run out of gas, and that's what Northwest is going to kind of have to hope maybe happen to Lindenwood. Obviously, there weren't any signs of that at the end of regulation, so maybe this break here and then getting back out onto the court, maybe we'll see that happen. But Northwest really kind of handing this game to get it into overtime. It was theirs to win with just a few minutes left in the ball game.
And Northwest really kind of lost their focus a little bit for about two or three possessions. That was enough to really hurt them here.
Boy, it was really very similar to what we saw at the end of the first half, where it's like they backed off a bit. You know, they were just kind of coasting, took the foot off the gas pedal, and it's gotten them to overtime. I mean, they had a double-digit lead that they saw shrink down at the end of the first half, and then here at the end of regulation, obviously got it down so bad that the game got tied up, and they've got to play an extra 5 minutes.
Northwest coming out for the overtime with Dylan Starzl and Grant Kozad inside. Wallace Sullivan and Williams round out the five for the Cats. Coach Brad Soderberg keeping his team on the sideline a little bit longer. He'll come out with Brett Thompson along with Cody Sorensen. Alex Bazell, who's played big down the stretch. Also Richie Thompson, who also hit a couple big buckets and some big rebounds as well. And Darius Smith on the floor. And the tip is controlled by Northwest. Cats from our right to our left. A 60-60 game in overtime. Across the timeline, right side, Wallace. Long bounce pass to the right wing, Williams. Low post right side for Starzl, trying to post up with Brett Thompson. Picks it back out front for Williams. Cross court left side, Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Back left side, Sullivan on the wing. The long three, got it. Alex Sullivan gets Northwest off to a good start here in overtime. A 63-60 game, Northwest in front. At the top of the key is Bazell. Bounce pass at the elbow on the left side for Sorensen. Guarded by Williams. Now left side for Bazell. Dribbles out between the circles. 4:16 left in overtime. Northwest up by three. On the right side, Darius Smith. Smith to the free throw line. It's the left-handed dribble out front. Gets it to Bazell once again. Going one-on-one with Wallace. Gets a screen by Thompson. Cross-court throws it away. No one there. And it goes out of bounds and belonged to Northwest. 63-60. Northwest Missouri State up by three. Wallace will take it at midcourt. Met by Darius Smith. Left side pass for Bryson Williams. Williams to the top of the key. Right side pass for Wallace. Wallace out front to the free throw line. Pulls up. Now back to him, Bryson Williams, left side. Takes it to the top of the key now. Long bounce pass tipped away by Richie Thompson. Controlled by Cody Sorensen for Lindenwood. Now to Bazell under the front court. Out between the circles with 3:32 left in overtime. On the left wing, Brett Thompson. 6'11 player will hand off to Bazell, left side. Bazell backpedals near the timeline with 3:19 left. On the left side, Brett Thompson. Now to Richie Thompson on the left. Left side, Bazell. Trying to drive on Wallace to Richie Thompson. Takes the free throw line. Dribbles in the lane. A little runner. Oh, it's a little hard. Ball picked up by Thompson, right side. With the putback off the glass. Rims around it now. Rebound cleared away inside. Grant Kozad pulls away the rebound for the Cats. Northwest up by three. 63-60. Wallace now to walk it across the timeline from our right to our left. Into the front court, left side. Wallace between the circles. Dribbles right. Pulls up. Now to Sullivan, left wing. Bounce pass low left, Starzl. Posting up for Brent Thompson. Into the lane. Fadeaway jumper from 10 is good. Hit the rim, the backboard, and then drop down. Big bucket by Starzl with 12 points. Cats up by 5. They scored the first 5 points of overtime. 2:24 left. High post left, Brent Thompson. Right side, Bazell on the wing, over Wallace, the three off the front of the rim. No one inside to rebound, but Bearcats as Bryson Williams clears it away.
The first few minutes of this overtime, we're seeing just that. Lindenwood works so hard to get the score tied and get this game into overtime that you're kind of seeing them affected here in the early part of overtime.
Timeout, Northwest, 65-60. The Bearcats in front of Lindenwood. It was a 60-60 game at the end of regulation. And Northwest trying to extend things out and remain undefeated on the season and go to 1-0 in MIAA play, but we've got a long way to go here. 2:09 left in overtime, and Northwest up by 5.
Yeah, especially when you think about the fact that it only took Lindenwood 3 minutes and 13 seconds to erase a 10-point deficit to tie the game at the end of regulation. So a 5-point deficit with 2 minutes and 9 seconds in overtime definitely is doable for Lindenwood, but you can just tell that they're just a little bit different here in overtime, and hopefully it stays that way.
One thing Northwest can't afford to do, commit turnovers. They had some careless turnovers in that end of regulation, and Lindenwood has done a very good job in this game of scoring off of turnovers. 20 points off of turnovers. Northwest just with 9 off of turnovers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the two that they had late in the ball game inside those last 3 minutes were just very careless mistakes, just relaxing a little bit too much, not having the head in the game. So all we've got to do is do that for the next 2 minutes and 9 seconds, and they can get the win here, especially since you're already looking at it being a two-possession game right now.
65-60, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood, 2:09 left. Thing without D'Angelo Haley as well, he committed it was his fifth there late in the game. 65-60, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline, Wallace. Going to the right wing. Out of a weave. Hands off to Bryson Williams. Back to Wallace on the right side. High post right. Starzl. Again, posting up Brett Thompson. Now left of the elbow for Wallace. Finds Williams. Williams to the free throw line. Picks it back right side. Wallace. Low right for Starzl. Trying to dribble into the lane. Does. Kicks it back out front. Pass is stolen. Richie Thompson with it. And a whistle and a foul. Thompson came up with the steal and a foul on Northwest. As Bryson Williams will then commit the foul. That'll be number 4 on Williams.
That one, not really as careless of a giveaway for Northwest as what we saw late in regulation, but still one that shouldn't have been given away.
Richie Thompson at the free throw line. 4 of 6 at the line tonight. Hit a couple of key free throws down the stretch for Lindenwood. The knee bend, the free throw on the way, rims around, out, rebound, tipped in, controlled by Starzl for Northwest. Wallace will walk it from our right to our left with a 5-point Bearcat lead. Into the front court, left side, accelerates down the lane, underneath the bucket, kicks it back out, right side for Williams. Williams now through the lane. Out front, finds Sullivan, right side, Wallace. 18 on the shot clock, 1:26 left in overtime. Left side pass nearly stolen, picked up by Williams, as Richie Thompson had a hand on it. Right side is Wallace. Wallace falls to the floor as he slides down and gets called for a travel as he slides at the free throw line, trying to come up to a stop as Darius Smith was there on the defense, and the ball will belong to Lindenwood. 1:15 left in overtime. Northwest up by 5. Into the front court, right side, Bazell to the right wing. Out front for Thompson. Brett Thompson gives right side Bazell. Zell, now to Sorensen, a 3 out front over Williams. It's off the lip of the rim, and the rebound loose in the lane. Diving after Kozad, clearing it away, and a whistle and a foul. Good hustle by Grant Kozad in the middle of a couple of the Lindenwood defenders. And slow to get up, he hit the floor hard.
Yeah, Richie Thompson kind of pushed him down, and then the side of his head hit the shin of Brett Thompson as he was going down. And I'm sure that rung his bell a little bit.
Richie Thompson goes to the sideline with his 5th foul. That's a pretty key foul.
Yeah, he's been in the midst of most of those turnovers that Northwest has been committing here late in this game.
Now we get Tyler Russell into the game, the 6'1 junior from Washington, Missouri, and again a transfer from Missouri Southern. Grant Kozad going to the free throw line. First trip there tonight, shooting a 1-1 opportunity. 8 of 18 on the season at the free throw line as he steps up. Sight shoots and misses as it hits the back of the rim. And the rebound to Sullivan and Northwest hustling after it. Now to Wallace. Wallace is fouled out front. Darius Smith was there and will commit the foul. That will be his 4th foul. And this will get Wallace to the line. Both teams right now with 9 team fouls. Matt Wallace 1 of 2 at the line tonight. Wallace on the year, 61% shooter. Tyler Funk in, and Kozad goes to the sideline. 65-60, Northwest in front of Lindenwood. 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska to the free throw line. And his free throw rims in. Northwest Now 5 of 9 at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw on the way. And that one rims out. And the rebound, Bazell, as he comes down the floor with it. A timeout by Lindenwood. When you look at free throws, Matt, that's another area. Northwest has struggled this year. A team that last year got off to a slow start at the line, but by the end of the season, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the MIAA. And unfortunately, this year, getting off to a slow start at the charity stripe.
Yeah, just 5 of 10 tonight in this ball game. I mean, really haven't gotten that many opportunities at the line tonight, but also haven't taken advantage of half of the ones that they have had tonight. But look at Lindenwood so far in overtime. They've not scored a point, so you would hope with this two-possession game just to tie it, needing two threes to tie it, things are looking pretty good. They did hit some threes down the stretch to cut that 10-point deficit away, but the misses that they've had in this overtime have been pretty bad misses. It's not like they're shots that are rattling out and are just about to go down.
6-point lead for Northwest in overtime. 50 seconds left in OT. Zell through the lane, right side. Finds right side Sorensen. Pivots, goes up with a shot and a whistle and a foul here as he went up with it. And Sorensen was fouled. They'll count the bucket. And that will send Cody Sorensen to the free throw line.
Tyler Funk was a little frustrated. He was knocked to the floor and came up and tried to reach to swat the ball away there. You just want to let them have that easy two-point layup inside, get the basketball back, and work some clock.
Brenner Marquardt back into the game for Lindenwood. And Brett Thompson goes to the sideline. Cody Sorensen at the line with 15 points tonight. Averages 10 a game. Free throw is good. So a three-point trip down the floor for Lindenwood. Now into the game, Aaron Ramirez. He's seeing his first playing time tonight, coming in overtime. Derrick Smith goes to the sideline. 66-64, Northwest Missouri State. Up by two, and now the inbound and a quick foul. As Ramirez came into the game, he's got 5 fouls to give and commits one of those, as we'll send Northwest to the other end to shoot free throws.
He's going to head right back out of the game.
Alex Sullivan will go to the free throw line. Sullivan, 1 of 1 at the line tonight, an 89% shooter on the season. That's the guy you like to see at the line for Northwest. Trying to extend the Bearcat 2-point lead. Free throw on the way, good. 18 points for Alex. Brett Thompson and Derrick Smith back in the game. Marquardt and Ramirez to the sideline. 67-63 Northwest. Second free throw, rims around and out. As the missed free throw will give Leonard Wood another opportunity. Fred Thompson for the rebound. Now through the lane, Mazzell. Scoops the pass out front for Russell. Under the right corner, Smith. Smith, bounce pass low, diving after it was Funk on the sideline, and a great play. Went diving after the ball, and Northwest gets a timeout.
Man, that's just a... We need to come up with a new stat category called the Funk or the Tyler or something like that, because guys like that, there's no stats for guys like that, but there needs to be, because there needs to be recognitions for guys that are just hustling no matter what. Anytime they've got the high tops on, he's working his tail off, but it's never going to be in any record book, never going to be in any stat categories. We've got to come up with some sort of stat for a guy like that.
Because a lot of what he does is so important to a victory. And, again, that was just a great play, diving after the loose ball and getting the timeout. Northwest will have it with a 67-63 lead with 28.6 seconds left in this overtime.
So the Cats will have possession right now. It's a two-possession game as the Cats are up by 4. They'll have a chance, most likely, if they don't turn it over, they'll have a chance to push that out to a 6-point lead with an opportunity at the free throw line. Of course, I say that even though they've been struggling so bad at the free throw line, but they'll at least have that opportunity to force Lindenwood to get two threes to tie it if they can get everything to go the way it's supposed to.
Northwest right now 6 of 12 at the free throw line.
Neither team has any timeouts left either.
Funk will inbound on the baseline, looking at full-court pressure with a 67-63 lead. Funk looking to get the inbound, does to Wallace. Wallace is fouled from behind as Brandon Marquardt reaches around.
Foul number 2, Brandon Marquardt.
That will be his first foul. And sends Matt Wallace to the free throw line with 26.9 seconds left. 67-63, Northwest Missouri State in front.
Lindenwood rotating in a couple of freshman foulers that they come in, commit a foul, and then come out of the lineup.
Matt Wallace to the free throw line. Wallace is 2 of 4 tonight. Now hits the front end. Wallace in double figures with 10. 68-63 Northwest. Back into the ballgame, Brett Thompson and Ramirez to the sideline. Now the free throw by Wallace, and he hits both. Big free throws by Matt Wallace. 69-63, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gazelle across the timeline, backs out, wants a jumper out front. A three is good. A big three by Alex Bazell. And he has 21 points. Northwest to face full court pressure again. Northwest up by three. A long pass into the front court, chased down by Williams for Northwest. And as he does, quick foul will send Bryson Williams to the free throw line as Tyler Russell will commit the foul. And this will send Bryson Williams to the line. Bryson, 75% at the free throw line this season, 6 of 8. Last year, through much of the season, it was a battle between Cooper and Williams for the conference lead in free throw shooting percentage. He's at the line, knocks down the first. Now 70-66 Northwest lead. Cats by 4 with 19.9 seconds left in overtime. Second free throw on the way, good. 71-66, 18 seconds left in OT. Bazell down the lane. A runner is blocked away by Williams, picked up by Sullivan. And Sullivan to slow it up. He's in the backcourt. Gets the pass for Williams and a foul. This foul on Alex Bazell, his second. With 9 seconds left, and a 71-66 Northwest lead over Lindenwood. So at the free throw line, Bryson Williams has a couple free throws coming with 9 seconds left. 6 foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, free throw good. 72-66 Northwest. One more free throw for Bryson. And he knocks that one down. 73-66 Northwest, 9 seconds left. The ball rolls all the way into the front court, picked up left side by Bazell. Lost the handle on it, gets called for the double dribble. So that time Lindenwood just rolled the ball down the floor, and the clock doesn't start till it's picked up. But Bazell picks it up, and then bubbles it, gets called for a double dribble. Inbound to Sullivan, and Northwest will let the clock roll down. Yes, Lindenwood will let him do that as well with a 73-66 lead. Sullivan just cradles the ball, the buzzer sounds, and that's it. Northwest in overtime holds off Lindenwood as the Bearcats remain undefeated on the season. They go to 7-0. Lindenwood falls to 4-2. Northwest with the win, 73-66. We'll be back and begin our postgame activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MerrivilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State with a 73-66 win over Lindenwood. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest up by 18 at one point in the second half, but Lindenwood would not quit. They came back, forced to overtime, but fortunately Northwest scored the first 5 points of overtime and really was able to kind of take control of things there in OT.
Well, you kind of saw from Lindenwood there in overtime after erasing a 10-point deficit in 3 minutes to get it to overtime. It was almost like they relaxed just getting to overtime. Not only took a lot of energy, but they relaxed and thought, okay, let's just try to go out, but relax too much. And their shots were off. They bricked a few outside shots. They even missed a free throw early on in the overtime. They just couldn't get the score early on. So Northwest was able to give itself enough of a cushion in overtime that they were able to make it stand up.
And Northwest holds a team that averages over 86 points per game to just 66 here this evening.
Yeah, and 66 in an overtime, so they had an extra 5 minutes to put points on the board and still couldn't even get close to their season average.
Again, 73-66, the final score. Northwest with a win over Lindenwood. Cats remain undefeated on the year, going to 7-0 and 1-0 in the conference. We'll be back. Have more for you, including the extra effort award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Northwest, now highlighted by the U.S. Department of Education, among promising and practical strategies to increase post-secondary success.
In other words, what's happening out in the countryside that will help students be successful. And what they did is they did a countrywide survey and cherry-picked the best of the best, and Northwest is represented in one of their practical strategies. It's our student employment program and specifically our career pathing program for our students. As you well know, John, and there are over 900 student employees here on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. Those employees have options to start as a freshman, go through a senior, go through a career pathing technique, actually get raises and compensation tied to, you know, a lot of different elements. I think the latest research I saw showed that you could actually earn up to, get this, $37,000. So when we talk about affordability, you know, over your four-year career, when you talk about affordability, that's one way to keep the student experience affordable. It's an important element of our workforce, and very, very proud of that program. Paula McLean out of the Department of Human Resources oversees the program, and to be recognized by the U.S. Department of Education and up there with so many other organizations is very, very good. It's not just in that field and having that experience, but interestingly enough, sometimes working in some other different departments opens their eyes to other opportunities across disciplines. So, yeah, tremendous, tremendous opportunity for our students, and frankly, it helps us be more productive.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with a 73-66 win over Lindenwood. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, kind of a tough choice tonight. You look at a lot of guys that did a lot of things out on the floor to contribute to the win, but you look at Alex Sullivan tonight. He stepped up big in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, he was one of the team leaders in scoring with 18 points. He and D'Angelo Haley each had 18, but Sullivan also pulling down 6 rebounds, had a couple of assists in this one. 4 threes, was 4 of 7 outside the arc, had some big points late in the ball game for Northwest, so Alex Sullivan picking up the award tonight.
As we check some of the other totals out of this one, besides Sullivan's 18 points for D'Angelo Haley before fouling out late in the game. Haley also had 4 rebounds to go along with a couple of assists, a block, and a steal. Look at totals, a double-figure scoring for Dylan Starzl. Another double-figure night for Dylan. 13 points, 5 rebounds, a couple blocks tonight going up against Brett Thompson inside. Also, Cody Sorensen, a couple tall guys inside for Lindenwood. In double figures, Matt Wallace, he has had 11 points tonight to go along with 5 assists. Did have 5 turnovers, though, but had a block and a steal as well. And Wallace hit some big free throws in overtime. He was 4-6 at the free throw line for the night. And then 7 points for Bryson Williams, including 4 big free throws down the stretch. 2 points tonight for Connor Kirker as well. And looking at some of the team totals, Northwest for the game ends up shooting 41% from the field. They were 2 of 2 from the field in overtime. And at the free throw line, 53%. Again, struggling at the free throw line, 12 of 18 at the line tonight. And looking at the rebounding totals, 47 rebounds for Northwest, Lindenwood with 37. That's a big total there, too, as Northwest out-rebounds a team that came in leading the conference in rebounding.
Yeah, absolutely. An important number in this game, especially as close as it was down the stretch.
Final score, Northwest 73, Lindenwood 66. We'll be back and talk with the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with a 73-66 overtime win over Lindenwood, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, no, it wasn't pretty, but the important thing at the end of the night, you were able to get the win.
Well, you know, I think our objective was to give the fans that came out. We had a great crowd tonight. We wanted to give the fans that came out an extra 5 minutes of free entertainment. I mean, it was 100% that. You know, it wasn't about, we knew in the overtime we were going to, I would have liked to sneak away after we had, I think we had a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go, and I would have loved to close it out at that point. But, you know, I think a lot of it's on me. I don't think I did a good job of managing the game down the stretch. You know, I've got to do a better job of making sure that everybody's keeping their composure and things of that nature. And You know, so that falls on me, and so I guess I'm to blame for the overtime. But we did come out of here, and that's a great win against an excellent ball club, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you really have to credit Lindenwood, too, for that one point in the second half down by 18 that they didn't give up. They kept fighting their way back, and they took advantage of some turnovers Northwest committed, but you have to hand it to Lindenwood for some things they did on the floor tonight.
Oh, yeah, they competed now. They play hard, and they hit some timely shots. I mean, big-time shots. They get after the offensive glass. They really go to the free throw line 23 times tonight. And, boy, I thought we did a good job of not fouling them, too. But, they're a good ball club. They're going to win some games in this conference, and I don't know who they have next, but they're going to be tough to contend with.
I thought the thing that they did in particular tonight, too, they took advantage of turnovers and turned the turnovers into points, especially at key times in the second half.
Oh, yeah, they did. They got key turnovers, and that's, again, part of that's just I got to do a better job. We got to find some plays to go to down the stretch that don't involve a ton of passes and are real simple to where we can get a shot off. And I didn't think I did a good job of that tonight, but that won't happen again.
One stat that looks good for you tonight against the Lindenwood team that's plus 14 in a rebounding margin coming into tonight's game. You out-rebounded Lindenwood by 10.
Yeah, that was excellent. You know, I thought our guys got after it. Kyle Schlake, he had 10 boards. It's big time. In 28 minutes, you know, those big guys aren't used to playing that many minutes. And I thought we got some huge offensive rebounds, keeping things alive. And we missed a lot of shots that we usually hit, too. Alex had some wide open threes that he generally hits. We had a few layups, you know, a couple tip-ins that we missed. And so we're still a work in progress, but I think... If you recall Emporia last year, I think we were down 8 with a few minutes to go. I'm not sure if we went in overtime or not, but we were down quite a bit and ended up coming back and winning that basketball game and then went to their place and beat them by 30. So, these first games I don't read too much into other than you get a win. A win's a win in this league.
Another key, though, defensively, Lindenwood came in averaging almost 86 points per game. You hold them to 66 with an extra 5 minutes tacked onto the game.
Yeah, we got them into our style of basketball. I think the key with them, you got to keep them off the offensive glass, and then you got to keep them off the free throw line. And if you're able to do that, I think they struggled a little bit to score. Towards the end, they were able to score off of our turnovers, and then some offensive rebounds. So, again, we're a work in progress, but we're just going to keep getting better daily.
And another home game on Saturday afternoon. Another newcomer to the MIAA, Nebraska Kearney, coming up.
Yep. We scrimmage them every year. A tough team. Got to be ready. Got to be focused. Got to get better.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Again, Northwest with a 73-66 win over Lindenwood. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Mac Order, I'm John Coffey as we wrap things up. A doubleheader sweep for Northwest over Lindenwood. Northwest women with a strong performance, 69-40 win, and a very strong second half for the Northwest women.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both ends of the floor. They outscored Lindenwood 43-16 in that second half. Had a two-point lead at the half, and they've shown they're going to be a good second-half team. And this time, able to go into the second half with a lead, so it just made it look that much better. But very solid second half for the Northwest women.
And they improved to 6-2, 1-0 in the MIAA. The Northwest men improved to 7-0 and 1-0 in conference. And both teams right back here Saturday afternoon. Another newcomer, Nebraska Kearney, comes to town.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I mean, you almost wish you'd spread them out a little bit, but it is kind of cool to see the new teams like that. And there'll be teams that we'll see, obviously, quite often as the years go by, but it's fun to play the new teams in the conference, especially if you're getting wins against those teams.
Yeah, and hopefully we got another doubleheader sweep in us.
Absolutely.
Again, Northwest with the wins here tonight. The Northwest women with a 69-40 victory over Lindenwood. The Northwest men in overtime defeat Lindenwood 73-66. My thanks to Matt Gorder and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight, Christian Grady and Dylan Rainey. I'm John Coffey. We'll be back with you on Saturday afternoon. The women at 1:30, the men at 3:30. We'll be on there at 1:10 with our pregame from Bearcat Arena for the women's matchup. Again, for everyone involved in the broadcast, we'll see you again on a Saturday afternoon.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.